Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you with this. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 622. And joining us once again, we have Hannibal and Monty from Hannibal and Monty's Shit Show. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, it has been a while. Finally.
It's been too long.
And I totally fucked up the intro. I apologize. I fucked up so bad. And I was like, do over, mulligan. So I just did it over.
We've had people asking about Hannibal and Monty recently because it's been so long. And we've had to tell them that you guys got too good for us.
Yeah. No.
Lies. You see how the white man does this right off the rip, man?
Yeah. That was some white fucking guilt right there. I put some white guilt on you.
Yeah. Y'all are fucking family. Like, we'll be on here whenever. So
that's awesome.
We fucking love y'all.
Yeah, I love you guys too. I'm glad to have you back. I'm excited. Yesterday we had a pretty fucking crazy show with Repsion and his girlfriend in studio with Kirsch here. And it got pretty wild.
We met our goal. We met our goal last night on the first show of the week, as you can see up at the top. Mm-hmm. We've already met the goal. Dude, I laughed so hard watching Repsion get zapped by his girlfriend.
She enjoyed it so much, too. She loved pushing that little button.
And then she was shocking him during the show, and he wasn't reacting.
He was trying not to.
He was trying not to react so he wouldn't get a fucking reaction from us. He was like, holding it tight. That was hilarious.
He's like, oh, yeah, babe. It's working. I'm just trying not to make a sound.
Yeah.
And she goes, what?
Yeah.
And I
watched it again this morning because I thought it was funny.
I have it was fun. A lot of people
I talked to said that they really liked the comment about the chili dog.
No. Are you being sarcastic?
My mom said she laughed out loud at the chili dog
because
comment.
She made a fucking chili dog. Okay, yeah, so the story was the story was that she ate a chimichanga and she was sucking his dick and she deep throated a little bit too hard and had to throw up. And all of a sudden she threw up all this, chimichanga on top of his dick. So I thought, you know, that sounds like a fucking chili dog to me.
It ruined chimichangas.
Yeah.
I feel like I watched the episode last night, and yet I missed all of that.
It was pretty raw.
You will never think of chili dogs or chimichangas as the same after that.
It was pretty raw.
Wow. No. What?
It was a really good story, though. I could totally see that happening. You know, you go out to dinner, you have a nice fucking chimichanga.
Nice chimichanga.
Never had in my life, but you know, you have that, and then you suck some dick, and dick is a little bit too good, so you deep throw it too hard, and all of a sudden you hit that gag reflex.
Yeah. There's the chimichanga.
Sometimes the dick's a little better than the chimichanga was. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Monty, what's your take on all this chimichanga dick sucking, man?
I'm happy to say that I've never had that experience before in my life. So
nor have I.
You guys haven't had chimichangas before?
Oh, I've had chimichangas. Chimichangas, shit.
Like my the entirety of my knowledge of chimichangas is Deadpool likes them. That's it. That's everything I know about chimichangas. That is it. I'm very happily a chimichanga virgin.
Okay.
All right. We'll get some chimichangas when you come to New Orleans again.
But see, now I don't know if I want them. I feel like my experience is going to be ruined by this particular moment in time.
Well, yeah. You could still be a chimichanga.
I mean, it only happened to one person. Yeah. I never threw up on a dick before, but I could see how it's a thing, you know?
Yeah. It could happen. Especially if you just had some really good chimichangas.
Right?
How would it feel to have your dick thrown up on?
Hey, maybe Tommy C tolerates this sort of talk on his show, but we don't here.
Yeah, this is not
it's
shot.
It's still
on the
just
point.
Hot and wet until it like really seeps in. I don't know if I can.
Whenever I see that in porn, I just be like, I gotta turn off the porn. I'm be like, oh, this is disgusting. Somebody
oh,
needs
that's,
to clean it up.
There's
like,
porn
when
about
I see
that
it
kind
happen,
of stuff.
I'm like, somebody needs to throw that purple shit on it. And clean
there's
it
porn
up.
Of anything
there's
that you can think
porn?
Of. There's yeah. porn. Of, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You're from Germany. You should know this.
She's a sweet girl. The only time she ever went on Pornhub was to watch Celestia Vega's video because Celestia Vega was a
is
friend of
true?
Hers.
Because I yeah. know her personally, and yeah. I had to know. She's so tiny. She's such a tiny little person.
Oh, I mean, there's even tinier people, right? Like that.
She took a really big dick, though.
Yeah, I mean... And she's already out of it. She's what, like 21 years old? She's already quit porn.
Right.
So that goes to show you how it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Look, some people...
Don't do the look. When you start off a statement as look, I automatically don't want to listen to you.
It's because you're racist.
Yeah, okay, you're the racist good. One.
No,
you're
I'm
the
not.
Confirmed racist.
Not true.
Well, oh, there weren't alerts put out in Capitol Hill about the racist Billy the Fridge?
Oh,
you were standing in the forefront
also,
of that.
Also, I heard an incident where you offended an African-American gentleman by listening to a song that said you didn't like... The song said, I don't like N-words in it.
I didn't play that song. It was on his playlist.
Have you heard this story? Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't heard this story.
Okay, tell the story
okay.
and then I'll
all right, so let me cue up the song.
I was opening for a rapper named Young Nut. And I was listening to his stuff on Spotify because I figured I should be familiar with his music style in case, you know, something came up. And I was listening to his playlist, and I went to Whole Foods to get some hot buffet, a little dinner before the show, and I'm leaving Whole Foods. They had the parking garage and the attendant at the garage letting you in and out, and I pull up to the attendant. And I give him my my stub, my validation.
And, I give him a stub.
This is something like this has never happened to me. I just want to point this out.
And
it has never happened to
I
me.
I have a story after this.
I didn't notice that the music had changed from Young Nut to what was next on the Spotify playlist. It was a song by a London something.
Oh, hold on. I tried to play it, but it didn't.
And it starts playing, and the guy... looks at me and looks very angry and disapproving of me. This older black male slams the window shut, and I realize this song is playing.
I don't like niggers. 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 I don't like niggers at all.
Oh my god.
So bad.
I never heard the song.
Yeah.
I didn't want this song to be on my phone. I didn't realize it was going to come up in that playlist.
Is this considered ironic humor then? Because he's black?
Yeah, this is a black dude.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing ironic humor. What I did was unintentional hate crime.
So yeah. You told this story yesterday, and later I actually remembered something that
because
happened
because he's dressed
to me.
Up like a redneck. I don't know.
Up like a redneck.
Yeah.
Something happened to me when I first moved to Fort Lauderdale almost 5 years ago. I was at a gas station. I got gas, and I got back in my car, and I was just about to leave the gas station. And this guy walks up to me, and he, like, bangs on the back of my car, on the window. And I look back, and it's a black guy. And I go to roll my window down, but I just bought the car. It was a brand-new car to me. And instead of rolling the window down, I locked my car.
Oh!
So I'm, like, looking at this guy. At a gas station, and I look at him like, lock my car. And he just goes like, bitch, and walks away. And I'm like, oh my god, what happened? And then later I pull over and I look at my car, and like, I left my tank thing open.
Yeah.
That little tank thing. He just wanted to let me know that I left it
oh
open.
Oh my god.
And I accidentally like, look over, lock my car, like,
damn, bitch. I was just coming to help you.
I know.
I have a feeling.
I felt so bad, so I kind of relate, you know, to
I have a feeling you also cross the street at strange places, too. Just a guess.
I accidentally crossed.
Now, all of a sudden, now I want to cross the street.
Oh, look at that house. Is that green or blue? Let me get a closer look.
I'm the person people cross the street to get away from. Like,
do they?
Yeah.
Is it because you took up the whole sidewalk?
Oh, man. Shots have been fucking fired. We better drink some. Give me your shot glass.
All right.
Thank you. But no, like once you told that story about how you played that song, it just it hit home with me because the way I locked my car looking at that person.
So how many bars did you take Kirsch to before you guys got here today? Oh.
Zero.
You liar.
I had a shower of wine or two or five.
Or five.
Yeah, she had some lunch wine.
Do you know what a shower wine is?
No, what is it?
It's a fucking huge glass of wine that you take into the shower with you.
Did you do that?
Yeah. I did that.
Hey, whatever.
It was a ginormous glass of wine. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, no. I'm the same way when I'm on vacation, so I understand.
How do I drink the wine under the shower? There's this.
Yeah, how do you keep the shower water from getting in?
So it's a bathtub shower, and at the end of the bathtub is a window, and the wine glass fits perfectly on the windowsill.
Oh, gotcha.
So you just put it there, and you just lean out of the hot water, and while it's caressing your booty, you take a sip of Pinot Grigio, and it's perfect.
What is going on? Okay.
We're just talking about the shower.
Okay.
You just gave my girlfriend like 100 ideas right now. So you could do what now? How do you do the wine?
Exactly. And you know what? When I bought my house, I tore down both the bathrooms that were in there. I consolidated them with a linen closet to make a bigger master bathroom. I put in the biggest bathtub that I could find. It's a 6-foot bathtub. It fits two people comfortably. I put that tub in there. And now when I sit in my tub, I look up at my oak tree in the sky, the squirrels playing. I put this big-ass window at the end of my tub, too. It was.
Is it true Joe's cooking dinner tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just invited me in the chat.
But yeah, I did all that just so I could take a fucking nice bath, because there's nothing better than a really nice bath that spoils the fucking shit out of you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I might take a bath tonight.
A lot of famous people say that at the end of the day, they like to just take them a nice bath. Like, they just run the bath and just sit and think for like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
It just, it always just feels kind of...
It's so luxurious.
So I like a good bath. I like the bath so hot that I can barely get into it. Like,
yeah,
that
exactly.
That hot.
Yes.
And I have a the neck injury from a car accident I got into over 10 years ago. And it's the only time I can crack my own neck is when I'm floating in the water, when like my like the water's kind of like holding my head there, and I can kind of like grab my neck and crack it. Otherwise, I would have to go to a chiropractor.
But that's the point
like
of
that.
It. Like the soaking yourself in the water, it takes the gravity out partially at least. And then I also like to put salt in the water. So I soak in salted water.
Yeah, I use Epsom salt sometimes.
Epsom salt is really good. Mint is good. Rosemary. I like to put CBD oil in my bath.
When I was working
now
out.
You're talking my language.
When I was working out all the time, I used Epsom
salt
all the time.
I just started powerlifting. So every night I soak in a bathtub with
Let's
Epsom
see the
salt
guns.
And CBD oil.
Show us the guns.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Well, my arms are actually not the strong. I'm more a leg lifter, like most girls are these days, because we want to build the booty.
The booty.
Yeah. I mean, there's muscle there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
didn't know it was going to be a gun show on a drunken peasant.
Yeah, yeah.
And she hasn't been in the gym this entire trip.
Oh,
so
my
those
God.
Aren't...
I'm like freaking. I was going to go to the gym today because I'm freaking out a little bit, but I decided to work the Arboretum.
You can bring some dumbbells in here and you can get warmed
just
up.
Curl while I talk. Is it called the Arboretum?
Arboretum.
Yeah, that really is. It's a really fucking nice park here in Seattle. And I walked for like 2 hours. Yeah. I was just like, you know, eating edibles, walking.
Oh
through,
my god!
Like,
okay,
looking at
I
the
get.
Fucking
I know what's up now.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Edibles
so
and a glass of wine is yeah. a totally different story.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
edibles yeah. and then edibles is one thing, especially
it's
like
so nice.
If you're used to smoking weed.
Edibles are different. It's a whole
yeah.
different kind of high for some reason.
Hell
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it does.
Yeah.
But it hits you.
So then add alcohol to that. Holy shit!
You're like you're yeah. rolling.
Yeah.
Floating through the fucking. Oh my
see,
god!
See
it's
what it's like to visit Seattle. She lives in Florida, so she doesn't get the good shit.
Fuck
you know?
Florida! It's flat as fuck. It's hot as fuck. You get boiled
it's
alive.
It's beautiful
you
here.
Go outside and all of.
It's like 60 degrees
egg.
Every day here.
Yeah.
65. Damn. Like between 65 and 70.
That's a really good temperature. It's weather, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good.
Yeah, like it's 65 now in Atlanta, but like it at like high noon, it's like 104. Like it's ridiculous.
I think I'm going to be down with Atlanta.
New Orleans is hot. That's why we drink.
Yeah, we're going to have to set up a meetup in Atlanta.
Or because it's Tuesday.
Or because. Same thing.
I drink because where I grew up, that was the only fun thing to do.
Did you drink
like,
your shot yet?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it's already gone.
I didn't drink my shot yet, so I'm going to drink my shot.
Oh, okay.
Now. I wasn't paying attention. I totally forgot about it.
So, yeah,
I
look.
Love this weather. So
look at the weather.
I looked at the map
partly
today.
Partly sunny, 60. So, like, late night, like, cool sleeping weather, like, 50, high 50s at night.
That's pretty good.
I leave the windows open at night and let the cool air like collect in. What is this too cold for you guys?
No, I looked at the. Oh, you guys. Atlanta is a lot warmer.
Yeah. At night,
yeah, that's a little too
yeah.
cold.
Oh yeah. My God, no!
Atlanta is a lot. I looked at the Was it the latitude
Much
or the altitudes? I'm not sure.
Thanks,
you are
guys.
A lovely woman. It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Thank you, Josh New Point
O. What is this? What is this it's true thing that's happening? Did we miss
okay, I'm just, you know what? We, you know what? We just.
It's true.
This is our new religion, guys.
It's true.
You can join if you want. It might just be white people shit, though.
That's not true.
all right. Movements.
Are you ready? Yeah. You got to... Dude, when Gasly's little cartoon arms came up, that was like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is.
Hi, friends. In Planet Earth Dating, it's Sunday, November 6, 2016. In the Lynn Life and the Jamie Body Mind, the authorized souls continue to be only child souls from the smaller subatomic, and the intrusions from above continue.
That's true.
Now, I want to point out, look, she's got some muscular. Look at the triceps.
Yeah,
she works out, man. She does, like, fucking yoga and shit. I looked her up because I saw that, and I was like, oh, that girl's kind of fit.
Yeah.
Above meaning larger and less.
Yeah, she yawns a lot when they do their weird meditations.
You think she's
Dude,
yawning?
That's her O face. Either that or like the spirits have their face in between her legs. I don't know.
But that's like why Maybe. So many men are interested in her because they already
it's true.
Know what she
a
looks
lot of
like
men are
like
Jeff
like,
Holiday
ooh,
has
I
a big
that.
Crush on her.
Less dense.
Is it because she's nice looking or is it because of the comparison of the two?
Exactly. Her mom
That's
looks
her mom.
Like.
Yeah. So
I already know what she's going to look like when she's older.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with that shit.
Levels.
Okay. The mom looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper.
A part of it's her hairstyle.
Remo Williams.
Yeah.
She clearly doesn't take care of herself aesthetically. Like, she could probably look better if
what do you mean she doesn't take care of herself.
She could look a fucking.
She's
way
90
worse,
years old.
Though, too, man.
Yeah, oh, sure.
She looks.
She's not 90.
Right.
She's like.
She's got a very
she's
European
probably in her
look,
60s.
If you ask me. Like, in Germany, yeah. that would be the appropriate look for a woman, right?
That's true. We're going to go with the foundational assignment.
Yeah, so Jamie's the one on the left, and she She talks actually more in this one than I've ever seen her really? Talk in another video. With yeah, that's mom? Why I picked this one. And I think they get into like a little tiff.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom versus Jamie. Who's going
to
win?
Which is to do what is ours, to do right now in all dimensions, to manifest the divine plan, since that's what our soul contracts commit us to doing. And with that, the formally videoed portions of today's efforts begin.
Speaking to the grass right here in our filming location, what we're doing right now is we're pulling out trauma threads that are messing us up in our own lives, in our own experiences of sentience. And this particular thread, which is really common, goes way, way back.
She makes videos with horses, by the way, too.
She barely ever talks when her mom is there.
I've never seen a horse video. I would love to see a horse video.
Yeah, it's like a donkey show.
That's the horse video is the first time I saw her talk. Like, actually talk.
Because you've said she talked. I've never seen her talk.
I thought she just said, it's true.
You thought she was mute.
It's true.
No, well, I know she says it's true or that's not.
Yeah.
Multiple lifetimes, many lifetimes along the strand of incarnations of this particular presence. And so it's likely that you have this too, because we all have stuff that's messing us up. We all have these weird, cloggy tangles, and they come with us life to life. They travel with us as we travel. There we go.
There we go.
And I feel nodding feelings from the grass too. And so if we're taking it as our working theory that we all have this stuff, would you like to do this exercise with us and pull out your own trauma strands, pull out your own problems that are choking you?
Yeah, it's not about enlisting.
I mean, I'll pull something out if you ask me to, but...
Is this where it's going to start? Are they going to fight now?
Am I supposed to be rubbing the nip and then reaching?
I think it's more like you're cradling the balls of God.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then to pull out their own problems, because that window of opportunity opened and closed a long time ago. We're way past that. This is about if they want.
Wait, that back just a little bit. I just want to see that one more time.
We got to see that one more time.
All right. I'll back it up just a little bit.
It's not about enlisting them to pull out their own problems, because that window of opportunity opened and closed a long time ago. We're way past that. This is about if they...
she had an epiphany there.
That's true.
That's true.
No, my daughter corrected me like that once when she was younger.
Oh, my God.
Want to do that while they join us in clearing from the smaller subatomic presences who wish to go to the light and are not able to get there because of all the intervening astral layers.
That's true.
That's what we're actually asking them to participate in.
It's like,
why does it never get old?
It's like I
because
am
Because they're so engaging. The way her face like absolutely fogs over and she's like, yeah, man, this is so fucking dope. Fuck yeah.
Now, if they also want to, for their own benefit, engage in simultaneous self-healing by pulling out their own...
She's just really good.
While they are also engaged in the activity of helping the greater good through allowing dead people to go to the light who are trying to get to the light and can't get there.
She's really...
Nigga, what?
Wow.
What are we talking about here? This is insane.
Do they have horses? They probably have ketamine.
No, but like, it's seriously, like, objectively speaking, if she's not... absolutely insane. If she actually is like playing and acting this, she's fantastic, man.
Of course.
She is so fucking good.
But I think she's actually insane.
Doing this practice didn't have anything to do with her dad.
I think she's conditioned by a crazy mom and raised into this.
I mean, probably.
Oh, maybe I am now.
Maybe I am now.
Oh, maybe I am now.
Are they mocking each other?
Oh, it gets weird.
Your friend, your dead bay tree friend over here. You were here when we were having the conversation with the bay tree this morning, and the bay tree said, oh, no, I didn't do that.
Are they talking to a tree?
They talk to, like, angels and spirits and weird shit like that.
Wow.
This is part of the
bay tree. Trying this shit. I don't feel anything. It's not working.
This is like watching Maggie and Carol from Walking Dead if The Walking Dead never happens.
This is, I wish I was dead.
Tree pop.
Yeah, she yawns. It's funny. I have a horse video queued up, by the way. I just want to see the part where they like get into their little.
We got to see it. We got to see this fight, dude. We got to see the fight.
And are you aware of those three dead pines that right over there and how we were talking to them just this morning and those three dead pines said not only did they not...
It looks like she's trying to model at this point.
Right.
Oots, oots, oots. She shaves her armpits, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've learned that we've had an upturn in viewership from armpit fetishists.
Really?
The practices that they were aware of them and didn't...
By the way... They're also holding their pee right now.
Didn't do them,
it's
and
true.
Now they're dead.
It's true.
Oh, it's very true. Very aware of that. All right. Are you willing to just take as your working theory that these practices are not harmful to you as an individual and see how it feels? It actually feels fabulous.
It's true.
Would you be willing to do as an experiment? Just try it for a minute. How about that? 1 minute.
Oh, power yawn.
You feel motion.
Motion.
Not the bad.
Ah, I know this reaction. I think the tree is saying this isn't cool.
Is that what it's saying?
Oh, no.
This isn't cool.
I think the tree's saying this isn't cool. This isn't cool. I do not consent. You do not have my consent.
We'll see if that shifts over time.
There's a point where she's like, yeah, and you sound stupid.
Not for you as an individual, obviously.
It's
you
really
care what
weird.
Your companions think. And we'll start asking others. You know, the ones who are closer to the dead trees probably are going to be more open to it or feel more affiliation with the dead trees. Let's start with that pine, because those were dead pines. What? Hey, friend.
Yes.
So they're trying to communicate with dead trees?
The dead pines?
I guess
yeah.
so, yeah.
Okay.
Engage in this practice.
This is so strange.
I know.
More willingness.
More willingness, that's true.
All right, let's start with the pine. Maybe all the pines, speaking to the pines.
That's true.
Hey, friends, pine trees, are you willing?
What?
Are
you willing?
Wait, did you say armpit fetish? I'm sorry, I just
I said that like 3 minutes ago.
That took a while to cycle
and
back.
And I was like, wait, armpit fetish? Mm. Nice.
There are armpit fetishes.
It's like, I used to manage a porn store, and that's a new one. That even
dude,
we didn't.
We
have
had a guy in here last night who's kind of famous on YouTube, who people have bought his used socks and underwear for money.
Wow.
It's like no.
Yeah.
Shit.
Feel some motion.
Wow.
And to this oak tree, are you aware of triple oak out back? The really big oak trees, the huge oaks of this yard?
No,
doing
ma'am,
it.
I'm not. Tell me more about him.
If it's good enough for them, is it good enough for you?
Is it good enough for you, oak backyard oak tree? Is it not good enough for you, backyard oak tree? It's good enough for the front yard oaks.
In their backyard.
That
voices.
Was like, they're doing it. Come on, you got to do it too, bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to stand in the back with a
no, you look
small
like an
speaker
idiot.
System and be like,
oh, right
yes,
there.
This is
okay, go back, go
here
back, go back.
Here it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yep.
This is great.
This is a disturbance in the forest right
holy
here.
Shit.
Here we
the
go.
Oak tree. Are you aware of triple oak out back? The really big oak trees, the huge oaks of this yard? They're doing it. If it's good enough for them, is it good enough for you?
Now he doesn't feel so cool for not doing it anymore.
No, you look like an idiot.
Are they nagging the tree?
They're fucking bowling a tree.
No, you look like an idiot. But you can be the leader of this front yard. Well, I don't know. Pine tree ate your lunch on that.
That's true.
But whoa! You can... So they're like comparing trees?
No, they're nagging the tree.
Okay. I misread it.
They're literally talking shit to the trees.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Because this tree's not reacting like the other trees did. Because you're an idiot. You're not cool.
Pine tree took your lunch. What the fuck?
Yeah, the pine tree in the front took your lunch.
Our first time ever being on here. There's so many other shows on YouTube that try to be DP. They're trying to be DP on the tree internet right now. They're making fun of
it's true.
Trees.
For real.
That's true.
Other natural growing things.
That's true.
That's true.
This is so existentially fucked up.
That's true.
We're sitting here watching them the same way they're sitting there watching the fucking trees.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Jump on the bandwagon and not be one of the losers running around saying, wait for me.
That's true.
Let's ask this maple. Hey, hey, would you like to do this?
No.
I don't feel motion, but I don't feel resistance either. It feels like, oh, interesting.
I hadn't thought about it.
They're fucking cunts, dude! I never thought they were fucking cunts!
They're
mean
bullies.
To the trees?
They're cunting to a fucking tree!
They're fucking bullies.
I thought they were like hippies and they were chill and they were just crazy.
Like, hey,
but they're
Maple.
Literally
hey,
cunts!
Maple. Maple. Come on, Maple.
Yeah!
Maple, your name sounds like a cunt, Maple.
Yeah!
Come on, Maple. Shit on the pine tree.
What the fuck?
Oh, you know you hate the pine, Maple. Come on, you just have to say it. I won't tell.
Yeah!
I won't tell, I promise.
That's not true. You have thought about it, so you have thought about it.
Oh, that's true.
Ow! Yeah, come on, Maple. You've thought about it. You've locked the car door when a man gently taps on the rear of your vehicle just to tell you your gas cap's open, huh?
Everyone, take a look in the chat.
You fucking locked the car, Maple.
Everyone, take a look in the chat at Spirit Flames comment. Join the Discord server. We have a Discord server. There's a lot of people in there. It's time to join right now. Hey. If you join and you have a cool profile photo, I'll probably pull it up and show it during the stream tonight. So join right now.
Ben.
Click on that link. Join the Discord server.
Ben.
Yes.
That Discord is pretty awesome. I'm in there. I don't comment much, but I lurk.
Ben, I have a problem.
What's that? Oh, shit.
She poured the entire beer out on the table.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
That's for her dead homies. That's all right. I know what you did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's this.
It's respect.
It's in the wax paper. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Oh, okay.
I know. Here's the new
beer. I never spilled any of my beer.
Pour some out for the homies that ain't here no more, cuz.
Yeah.
I caught it all in this little fucking wax paper that I brought the lines in, so.
Oh.
She's just doing proper theatrics. That's
all. Damn. I can't handle the...
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it, man.
I was traumatized by Joe.
Up our own traumas. The
Joe does that.
Joe will actually pull out his dick and piss all over everything.
Yeah.
Make aspects
so please keep your dick away.
Buried I'm deep sorry. In our smallest.
Yeah, if she actually had a dick, if she actually had a dick, you wouldn't be asking that.
I'm
she's
trying so hard
comic
to grow one.
Presences.
That's true.
And also drawing up the
I
smallest
got one,
of the comic
but I'm planning on growing some.
Who are dead and are trying to get to the light, and the rest of us are standing in their way.
That's true.
So at
That's
least we true. Don't have that on our karmic records when we check out. Because heads up, friends, we're all going to die. Death That's is a true. Part of life. I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're all That's going true. To die. Newsflash, this is going to happen to you also. You're not the one exception in all of creation. So when
She's
you die,
like,
you want
guess
this
what?
On your
newsflash, newsflash tree, you're going to fucking die.
I'm sorry, bitch. I'm special.
Trees live way longer than people.
She's right. over here nagging the tree like the tree just turned her down for a date, you know,
right?
when a hot girl's at the bar and she's like trying to get the guy's attention, and the guy's like, "No, I'm good." Like, "Oh, really? Oh, really? You think you're better than me? You were the well, fuck you then. You're gonna die, tree.
Like
you're gonna
ass,
die." You know,
big ass oak tree is like, "No, thank you. I already have a parasite growing on me. I don't need you."
One of her neighbors has video of her in her front yard yelling what Billy just said to the tree in her front yard.
Yeah,
we need that video.
Like, what drugs do you take that give you like a shared experience? Like, I need to know what that is. Like
she's probably
smoking?
Licking a lot of mushrooms if she needs
you know what? In my early college years, I did a sweat tent where I took peyote and sat in a fucking red. Yeah, but as you guys talk about the things white people do. I sat in a fucking teepee with a giant fire in the center in the middle of Arizona in the desert on peyote and tripped my fucking ass off.
Oh my God.
Threw up all over the ground and then laid on the ground. Well, I'll tell you what, at the end it's kind of a weird rewarding experience. And it, I mean, obviously not.
That's because you threw up.
Well, the throw up is part of it because you got to purge.
Was it a chimichanga throw up or?
So it's like you throw up part of it, but like what's left over is a good time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But but I'll tell you what, it's not only what white people, it's not only white people though, because obviously Indians have to be involved in that in some way.
Right.
Do they just trick us? Are they like white people spend all this money to throw up? I don't know.
Probably.
It sounds like you got bro. But I mean, look, if you like it, that's all I know. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little drug trap tour.
Sounds like you're going to be right
now. Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah, you might have gotten scammed.
Damn it.
Billy, are you eating bruschetta right now?
It's Wasa.
It's a Wasa light rye cracker. I'd offer you one, but you're not here. It's got good fiber in it. Do you want some, Ben?
You stood in the way of dead presences who are trying.
All right. I'm going to play this weird horse shit that she does. That's
yes, I want to see the horse video. Ooh.
All right, hold on. Go. I got to find
it. I can't believe they just got fucking angry at a tree and started meowing the tree.
What the fuck is wrong with you, maple bitch, man? You know, like, you turn all your leaves, like, all this bright red, and all the other ones, they're just fucking brown. What do you think you are, maple?
Are you a tree cunt,
What do you think you are? Like, going fucking red.
Are you a cunt to trees?
I hugged a tree today.
Good.
Cunt to trees.
I hugged a tree. Because in Florida, we didn't get fucking trees. We have, like, pokey-ass palm trees. Covered in ants.
Yeah, here we have the really tall evergreens.
Yeah.
Yo, trees here are so inviting and nourishing that walking through that park felt so fucking good. I mean, I'm pretty close to the... I know it sounds weird, but I'm close to the latitude, right? That's latitude. Close to the latitude I grew up in. Hamburg, Germany is like similar weather. And plants, except for we don't have mountains.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of it is similar and just it feels very homey to me. As soon as I got off the plane, I took a breath in and was like, this air feels fucking good, man.
Oh, yeah. It's clean.
Yeah, it's clean. You don't feel like you get burned alive.
Yeah, it's true.
Florida, it's true. Florida gets very fucking hot and it's a lot of concrete. Flexi.
All right, here we go.
I'll ask after this.
All right.
Ocala. Oh, my God. They're really close to where
this
I live.
This is Teddy.
Really?
Teddy is a 5-year-old racing thoroughbred, and Teddy's symptoms include cracked heels and stomach ulcers.
She gets paid to do this weird shit. I'll tell you what. She doesn't even touch the horse. She stands with her arms in the air and gets paid to do this weird, like, here we go.
That's
and
true.
The horse bites her during this, too,
no,
by the way.
Aggressive behavior, and also some pain in the right shoulder. You ready to go, Teddy? Okay, here we go. Today is Sunday, March 31st, 2019. Today is Teddy's first healing session. And today we're working to heal the root causes of an aggressive attitude and pain in the right front shoulder.
We're trying to heal the root causes of an aggressive attitude. You being there talking your weird shit doesn't help.
Yeah. Teddy is, I see him getting pissed. He's like, bitch, keep talking.
Stomach ulcers and cracked heels, like, and whatever those symptoms represent in such a way as to align
right
Teddy with
now
his...
that the horse is angry because he's black. I feel like...
You can't,
only you pitch that narrative.
You can't speed this girl up.
I see where this is going, okay? And I don't like it, all right?
Just soul plan. Align Teddy with his destiny so he can live
you can't,
life...
You can't speed her up, Ben. That's blasphemy. You can't speed her up.
Should I slow her down?
No, just have her regular speed. Let's find the part where the horse bites her ass.
I can't find that. I mean, this video is an hour long, and it's hard to search it.
But basically,
the horse does bite her arm at one point. She laughs at it.
He came here to live. And Daddy, this is your first healing session, so I'm going to try to explain very clearly what's going on, so it doesn't confuse you when it starts to happen. The first thing for you to know is that the presence who is speaking to you in this healing session today
are your own guard.
I'll bite you.
Yeah.
If a horse would look at me like that, I'd be like, fuck you, horse. Back the
it's
fuck
crazy.
Off.
There's another video where she's like in the stable with the horse.
Oh my God, can you full screen that shot? And that needs to be a screenshot.
Okay.
Look at that. Look at the look of fear on her face.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like, come at her.
Oh, shit. Why didn't that happen?
What'd you do?
Hold on, I'll fix
She's it. She's freaking the fuck out. No, if a crazy horse...
I broke the show, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
When a crazy horse looks at you all fucking crazy, it's scary.
I can't do it right now. Oh, God. It won't let me change back.
I grew up in the country.
Oh,
I'm a country.
Here it goes. Here it goes. Here it goes. Very slowly, it's coming back. I see it slowly. All right, there it is.
No, but for real, sorry, I'm a country girl. Okay. I grew up in the country. If a horse looks at you like that, you don't tease it.
Yeah, that horse is like, bitch, come at me. Get closer. I dare
you. She doesn't care. She knows who the presence is, who know you and love you better than anybody else in the whole world. Because you and I have only known each other for a little while now, but they've known you for a long, long time, and they're really working to get positive improvements down to where you are. There you go. Good stretch. And so they're the ones worth talking to. They're the ones who can get the miracles to happen for you. Okay, Teddy, the second thing for you to know is that everybody has a destiny. I have a destiny, you have a destiny, everybody you've ever met has a reason why they're born. And with the guardian angels...
Teddy's destiny is jail, bitch.
It's
fucking horse jail.
Feeling it, filling the heart chakra, expanding the...
So yeah, I mean, like, yeah, the horse does bite her arm a little bit and she laughs at it.
I see it.
I mean, it's... Eventually, it's just...
Hey,
there's only so much. What's up?
Are you going to reset that goal? Ever?
At the beginning of every week,
yeah, we reset.
Every week?
Yeah.
So yeah. Can we set it higher because we met that goal?
I mean, whatever people want to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
What? I feel like it's just. It's
I will set the goal.
Right,
I will set the goal.
I want my own personal.
Wait a minute.
They don't have to go to me, but I want my own personal $75. Everybody who donates to those $75 has to mention me in the donation.
That's the Kirsch. That's the Kirsch donation point.
That's what I'm asking for right now, as of now.
Wow.
Go.
I'm about to open up my wallet. Shit.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it has to go to me. I want it to go to the Drunken Peasants. Oh. But that's what I want. I want $75 in my fucking name. Go, bitch.
If there's any pay pigs out there, I think you just got stuck.
All right. So I will let Billy the Fridge zap me at 100% with the electroshock collar on tonight.
Oh,
if we reach, and I already spotted you guys the $33 that was already
the 33 over 800.
Yep.
Ooh.
See,
it must happen before the end of the show, and the show will not run long.
I just want you to know that my $75 go towards that.
I see it. I was just thinking that. I was like, bro, this is some shit. This is some shit, Monty. No, I never gonna do. It's like for our torture challenge, we're gonna watch the Fast and the Furious films. You guys are shocking each other at 100%. That's too many percent to get shocked at.
It's really bad. It's like the worst percentage.
So are Tyler Perry movies, but
yeah,
I don't have a weird shit
right.
after.
Let's do it. And by the way, this is not racist.
Pretty sure once you say something isn't racist, it becomes
it
racist.
It becomes racist immediately.
Yeah, that's you just
I don't buy into that.
That's Schrodinger's racism.
I don't even know what this first one is. I'm going to fill this one out really quick.
Bojangles.
I'll do it first.
Bojangles.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that off because I'm going to put Chick-fil-A at the bottom.
Bojangles sounds racist.
Pollo Loco a little bit above.
What?
KFC near Chick-fil-A. Church's Chicken at the top, S tier. What is this?
Oh, he's trolling. He's trolling the shit out of us right now. You know what?
He's
not going to do it. Not today, Satan.
Raising Cane's, yeah. A, I guess. Never done Zach's. Popeye's, I'll give it a B, whatever.
He is
fucking what is today.
Is that what is that one down there next to Zaxby's? Those two down there.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
I don't know what the fuck those are.
Bojangles, Let's Chicken. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the other one.
And
I think. Oh
apocalypse.
Wait, never mind. Yeah, Popeye's KFC tier. Actually,
I've only had KFC, Popeye's, and Chick-fil-A.
That's your worst tier down there.
I'm fucking around.
No, because like,
I put it B. I like Raising Cane's. Is it weird that I like Raising Cane's better than Popeye's?
I don't know, because Popeye's.
It depends if you're a pure chicken man or a tenders man.
I like both, actually. I like both. And I have I have moods. Yeah. But yeah, I like chicken off the bone sometimes, and sometimes I'll eat it like a, you know, like a tenders. Yeah, a tender.
I only know a Chick-fil-A, KFC, and Popeyes, so I can't really contribute anything to this.
Yeah, I don't know enough of these either. I eat local fried chicken.
For sure.
Local.
Yeah, Popeyes
local.
Is yes.
Okay. So I'll make it for you guys since you can't make it right now. So Popeye's S. Where's Church's?
Church's.
D?
What's the bottom?
D.
You think Church's is bottom?
I haven't had Church's in 20 years. So I think it's the bottom.
Bottom is D. It's not quite an F.
I had a house party. I had a housewarming party in New Orleans in 2004 and like 2005, right before Hurricane Katrina. And this girl asked, hey, what do you want me to bring? I said, Popeyes. I said, go get a family box of Popeyes. And she showed up with a family box of Church's chicken. And I very politely threw that shit in the garbage.
Fair enough.
All right. So
did Seattle?
Did she try to get in your pants? Was that kind of girl, or was it just a friend?
No. She was. This was way before I was wearing a mask. I was just like a regular black dude back then. She was a friend of a friend.
If I ask a guy that I like, and I actually want something to happen, I ask him bring like the food that I want from a specific brand, and he brings something else. He's not fucking coming back.
Yeah, he doesn't. He fucked up.
Fuck that.
Is that why I fucked up when you asked for Qdoba and I brought you Chipotle?
There you go.
Fuck.
There you go.
Fuck.
Chipotle's trash, dude.
Fuck.
Anyway. Canes. Okay, where do you put Canes? Do you put Canes as
S-tier?
S-tier. So, yep. Dude, you guys are Louisiana bias, is what this is. This is bias.
Look, because niggas know how to cook chicken. That's from
but they're everywhere. They don't just live in Louisiana.
We make the best chicken here. Like, come here.
Why isn't Detroit known for great chicken?
Because they don't cook like us. We're hot and drunk all the time,
We
get really hungry, so we know how to cook.
Okay, how about KFC then?
If you eat the chicken and you don't go whoo when you eat it, it's not good chicken.
Yeah,
I've never had a whoo chicken.
KFC.
I'm trying to tell you.
So where do you put KFC?
I think B. What do you think?
Wow, dude, that is generous for me.
Huh?
Yeah, I would put KFC and Zaxby's and Bojangles all in the same tier.
And
I've never had El Pollo Loco, so I can't speak on that one.
So you think Zaxby's is a B? I've never had it.
Zaxby's is like. Ooh, okay. So the Popeye's chicken sandwich is what, you know, it's like, it would be the equivalent of the Popeye's chicken sandwich versus the fucking Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. That's what Zaxby's is to Canes.
All right.
You know, it's friends and living single. It's what
All
it
right.
is.
All right.
The 90s kind of world. I'm glad
so how about
I got
Chick-fil-A?
My girls.
How about Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice
barbecue.
Come to my left, am I right? Now,
so. What tier is Chick-fil-A on?
For me, it's an S because it's like the only one I know.
No, it's a Chick-fil-A.
I think it's a C.
No.
Below KFC.
Below
KFC.
No.
No,
it's better than KFC.
I would give it an A.
You give it an A.
It should be an A. I think so. An A
is good.
Why don't
we split it and give it a B?
Okay, fair. That's fair.
All right.
And then what else we got? Bojangles.
And Church's the God tier, which doesn't exist.
A family.
On this list.
Yeah. Church's C or D. One of those. I don't think it's a D, but.
But it's really bad.
I haven't had it in 20 years. Because it's awful, but if Monty says it's
greasy
okay.
I want you to eat some
chicken.
Okay, you guys are on 1 week from now. Buy some Church's chicken and eat it and be honest about it.
Oh, that would be fun.
Deal.
No, bring it to
the
show.
We'll even put a video on our channel.
Is there a Church's in Washington?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, yeah, because I'll buy it too and eat it. I know there's a Popeye. Dude, I will drive all the way down to fucking Tacoma and pick up some fucking Popeyes if I have to.
So I can get KFC, Chick-fil-A, and Popeyes.
There's Church's in Everett. There's a Popeyes in Everett. I'll see if there's a Church's nearby.
Yeah.
You get all
I think
the
there might be a Church's down south from
Church's
here.
Church's chicken is only in the black part of town. It's only in the black part.
Well, that I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, which is also known as the black part of town.
There's a Church's chicken in Federal Way, and there's a Popeyes in Federal Way.
I didn't know if they left.
Why Federal Way?
Well, Federal Way is closer than Tacoma.
True, true.
So Federal Way.
So they have a Church's and a Popeyes?
Has a Church's and a Popeyes in Federal Way.
Why
so you could go to Federal Way and pick them both up.
There's
I just wonder why.
Because Federal Way is hood, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so hood, dude.
Okay.
It's
I didn't
near,
know
near
that.
Tukwila. Tukwila and Federal Way are the fucking. That's the bad part of town.
Okay.
That's where you. Here's what they have in Federal Way and Tukwila: Church's, Popeyes, gang activity, and a fucking amusement park.
Dude, they're
well, where all those kids keep dying.
Yeah,
the first station in my hometown that was all like the first ever all hip hop station in Toledo, Ohio, Juice FM. That's how I learned about Church's Chicken and like they used to advertise it all the time.
Juice FM.
They sell fucking crinkle fries, like right out the like great
fries?
Value crinkle fries.
It's
like,
true.
Right from fucking Walmart, and they just sell those shits at Churches, man. Churches is awful. So,
well, let's do it.
I'll do it.
The video, Hannibal.
Do you realize I have to drive drive so far to get to one? Like everyone where I live doesn't eat fast food because they're rich. They
no,
don't.
Give
it's
yourself,
true.
Give
it's,
yourself like a 30 or 50 mile limit. You have to get all the
it's
chicken.
Horrible.
All the chicken that's in your mile limit, and then you make a show about it.
You guys just got to come to Seattle, and we'll get you.
Ezell's.
Ezell's is the best, like strip style chicken. Like it's
so
local
Oprah,
to this.
Oprah,
even Ezell's.
Oprah gave him some exposure, and then he sold the store. To make all this money because Oprah made it famous and then tried to open his own store again.
He did open his own. He opened it under the name Ezell because he's Ezell.
He did that because Oprah made him famous.
Yeah.
He sold the franchise and then was like, well, I'll just start a new one.
Yeah.
Name the same thing.
And now he called it. Now he calls it Heaven Sent Fried Chicken owned by Ezell. And it's like, and so now he's got God on his side because the chicken's heaven sent. It's from God.
Yeah.
So he sells it.
I want to take this time to tell everybody in the chat, go ahead and donate this money so a Ben Pie can get the shit zapped out of him for saying that Church's chicken.
Obviously, they don't want it enough. They love me. What can I say? I'm beloved. No one wants to see me get zapped.
As good as Ezell's was, Ben, the chicken at the five spot was better, right?
Dude, I
bet
just went
you
there the
I make
other
better
day.
Chicken.
There?
I want to
be
in this
they
contest.
Have the best chicken and waffles in the entire state that I've ever had.
Here's the thing, though. When I was...
I want to be in this contest.
You want to be in this contest?
I
want to
make
chicken?
Fucking chicken
you
and
make, some
make
chicken?
Waffles. And my chicken's going to be better than any of the things that you buy.
Oh. So when I was a kid, there was a house that's like the oldest house on Alki, over Alki Beach. It was like the oldest house. It was called Homestead. They turned it into a restaurant that served fried chicken. It was all you can eat fried chicken.
Fried chicken and waffles.
The building was like 100 years old back when I was a kid, right? It was old as fuck. And the building was made of wood, and it kept burning down because of grease fires. Because
they
were frying the chicken.
Right? It was waffles and chicken.
They didn't have waffles at the time. But
no?
I just learned the place kept burning down, and it kept getting shut down. The people who owned the recipe just opened up a new restaurant like 2 weeks ago.
So
and they brought it back. I want to go there and try
and
it.
Chicken.
So Billy
it's
the
chicken
fridge.
And waffles.
It has
it's chicken
to be
and
waffles.
I kind of want to go there in the morning for breakfast.
What was that place we was it Roscoe's? We
Roscoe's
went
chicken
to?
And waffles.
Yeah,
that's in LA area.
Yeah, yeah. So Billy the fridge. I know for you with MCU movies, Ant-Man S tier.
It's pretty good.
What?
I wouldn't put it S tier. I wouldn't put it S tier. I'd probably put it at
Ant Man was not good.
I'd probably put it at C.
Wow, that's unbelievably high.
Why are there so many tiers here?
because you need them for the MCV.
Yeah, because there's so many options.
Is this the new Spider-Man right here?
Is that Far From Home? Yeah.
I haven't seen
that. Far From Home is S tier.
That's S tier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Far From Home is S tier.
No, it's below S tier.
There we go. There's a disagreement.
Yeah, that's absolutely S tier.
Wow.
Yeah. So before.
No, it's wrong. It's a good movie, but you're making it like it's the best movie.
It's a great movie.
Look at all the other ones that are coming up, and just you know.
So
just
what is this? Is this Thor 2?
Thor 2 is F.
F is that Ragnarok?
Ragnarok is Thor 3.
It's not
I think.
An F, but if you're ranking the Marvel movies, it's Thor definitely
this is this is the last Avengers, right?
I give it a B.
That's the first Avengers.
No, that's the first Avengers.
Okay,
first Avengers.
I give the first Avengers a B.
Yeah. A B. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
S. What's this one?
S.
That's S. Iron Man 2. I'd put that in a fucking E.
Not that great.
And then this one, Winter Soldier, I think.
Winter Soldier is A.
Wow.
A or B?
I would have given it a C.
See, Billy knows what's up.
Winter Soldier.
Billy knows. Okay. You know what? This
Thor,
is why
Thor's
we
don't have
Billy on any more of the comic book episodes.
Thor
this
is F.
Why.
That's the original.
The original Thors suck. They suck. The original Thor.
What is this? What is
Thor Ragnarok? Thor Ragnarok is an A.
Ragnarok is fucking A or S.
Thor Ragnarok is an A.
What is this?
Ant-Man and Wasp is C.
No.
Is this Age of Ultron? Give that a fucking D.
You mother.
Damn.
Is Black Panther? Damn. Give it a.
No.
Give it a B.
Oh.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Billy wants to be woke so fucking bad.
What? It's good.
Is
it?
That's
a good movie.
Okay. But
Captain
I want to
Marvel?
Ask all of you. I want to ask all of you honestly. Is this the only MCU movie that deserves an Oscar nomination?
Yes.
No, it's
or
it's
yes.
Not the only, but. No, it's not the
no.
only one that deserves. Wait. For Best Picture?
Yes.
Captain Marvel's a C.
No.
I haven't seen
that one. It's not the only one.
Yeah, but it's better than what Billy said.
Civil War is an A.
I've never seen
Black
it,
Panther
honestly.
Might be an A.
No,
Doctor Strange is B.
It's an A, and I
Black Panther is not an A.
Hold Jesus, hold my tongue. I'm just
like, what one was that one you just pulled up?
This one?
Yeah, was that Endgame or?
I think it is. It's hard to see.
Put Endgame bad.
Put Endgame up in the S tier.
Yeah, all right.
Captain
Endgame
America.
Bad,
you
want to
fight?
Civil? Is this Civil War?
This is the first. That one's gonna go down in the D level.
Who let this guy?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Put that up in the S tier.
Yeah, right.
Both Guardians Galaxies go in the S tier.
I haven't seen the first one.
The other Spider-Man out there can go in the S tier.
Fuck you.
You can throw Hulk down in the fucking
Fuck you.
E tier.
That's okay. Bullshit.
You can give that Avengers is that Infinity War that goes up in the S tier.
Shit.
The Iron Man down there can go into that's the first Iron Man that can go into the B tier. And then Iron Man, is that Iron Man 2 or 3?
I can't. 2.
2. All right, so take the Iron Man 2, put it in the E tier, and put Iron Man 3 up in the D tier.
There's no 3 in
the 3 one is the one that's the first one in the E tier. That we thought that was 2, but that must be 3. Put that in the D tier.
D, okay. So these are Billy's picks from the MCU movies. Now we can debate and discuss where they should go.
You're fucking nuts, man.
Am I?
What the fuck is
that?
I don't know.
I don't think he's fucking nuts. He's just
he's half fucking nuts. Half of his nuts are fucked.
Which ones? Which
one of them?
Like, read off the S. No, I mean, I can't see what they are. The screen's tiny as fuck.
I know. It's too hard now.
Both new Spider-Man movies, Endgame, Infinity War, both Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what he's got as S tier.
Both Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, both Guardians.
You put Thor in F. Thor in F.
Thor, yeah, Thor. The first two Thors are...
Let's start from the bottom and work our way up. So the first two Thor movies
were directed by Kenneth Branagh, and he tried to make them more Shakespearean, and fucking mixing that with the superhero realm was just kind of fucking a snore to
me.
It was snore.
Awesome.
The Dark Age.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fine. I love the Thor videos. The Thor is one of my favorite ones just because of those movies.
I thought it was fine. I don't hate any of these.
You put them on F.
Because they gotta go somewhere.
I thought Natalie Portman, too. That's your sweetheart. That's your Hollywood sweet. Is she your number one Hollywood sweetheart?
Currently, yeah.
I'm pretty sure
my number one hasn't been born yet, though.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Because I'm going to be really old one day.
But Thor and F, I feel like it's... I wouldn't put him...
Well, these aren't letter grades. This is just...
Honestly, we could flip Hulk and Iron Man 2 with the two Thors, and I'd be fine with that. I don't know why I necessarily put them up above.
Ant-Man was way worse. I would have put Ant-Man somewhere down with E and F.
I value humor.
Why?
I value humor.
I didn't like Ant-Man. I don't know. It was not that great.
I value humor. Right. I think the Ant-Man was funny.
I think they try too hard to make some of these movies funny. I mean, like, comedy would be a secondary genre for these movies.
Like Doctor Strange.
They are action, number one. Then comedy. They are called comics.
Yeah.
After all, but...
Kick the girl off right now. Fuck you. Like, Doctor Strange was not... Doctor Strange had really good CGI. It was, like, entertaining to watch.
Doctor Strange is really good.
But it was not a B to me.
Yeah,
it
but it wasn't
like
that good.
It was too much action scene, just chasing people, too much relying on that CGI shit.
Are you saying it's not that good of a movie, or it's not that good to be placed where it's placed on this list?
I'm saying Doctor Strange to me would be more a C or D.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
Well, I can't believe you put Captain Marvel so high.
If
you
look, I haven't watched that one.
Captain Marvel was good. Captain Marvel was good. Yeah. It was fine. It was better than... I feel like it had less mistakes than the ones below it.
But Captain Marvel was not better than Age of Ultron.
Do you know what?
You think so? Maybe I'm hating Age of Ultron. You know I thought Age of Ultron was a better one.
Do you know what Black Panther was lacking, though?
What?
What was it?
They had King T'Challa, but they forgot Queen Storm.
Well, they're going to be able to get her.
It's just something about Black Panther. I can't even pinpoint what it was, because Black Panther was a good movie, but there's something.
Storm was Queen of Wakanda.
And they can get her now. She's in the universe now.
Who's more powerful, Black Panther or Storm? Storm, easily.
Storm is one of the most powerful characters in the MCU.
Yep.
She's insanely powerful.
My first taste of Storm was in the 80s when she had the white mohawk in the day.
We all love Mohawk Storm. That's the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if Storm goes to another planet, she can just get she can control the weather of whatever weird weather shit happens on that planet. So if they have like volcano hurricanes, she can control that shit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the MCU reimagination of the X-Men. Mm. I hope it's... You know what? I want them in their actual costumes. I want Wolverine in the, like, weird, like, double leaf
thing. Did you watch Dark Phoenix?
I
watched it on the flight here, and I'm very... not disappointed, but disenchanted.
Yeah.
I would have to say.
It wasn't great.
No, it was not that great. It really took away a lot from the X-Men universe.
Really?
In general.
Yeah.
I feel bad that I didn't see it in theaters. I saw every single X-Men movie in theaters. The first X-Men I saw probably like a dozen times in theaters.
Yeah. It's upsetting because I fucking love Sophie Turner. I love the whole X-Men universe. I think all of those characters have a lot of potential. And the Dark Phoenix could have been a really fucking nice thing. If they would have handled it right in the movie, which they didn't,
you know why? Because they can't get Dark Phoenix right until we first get a whole movie of just Phoenix.
Right, it needs to be.
That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it.
That's one thing I think that the X-Men properties being a part of Disney is going to be awesome, because Disney's going to take the time and tell that story the right way.
Hopefully,
so.
Because that's something that Marvel is really good at. Marvel is a lot better at it than DC is. Marvel takes its time to establish a character in a whole fucking movie, give it a background, give it a purpose, give it a character arc. Marvel's good at it. DC is more like, oh, let's toss this person in here now, you know?
Yeah. And this doesn't come from me being a purist. Like, it doesn't have to be what's in the comics. Because another way you can do Dark Phoenix is never set Jean Grey up as one of the X-Men. Yeah. Just have Dark Phoenix show up as the villain. You can do it that way.
That would be a good way, but they...
She is just evil.
With the movie they made now, they established her as a good chick, and they they almost have to make a prequel now on her.
Yeah. Well, I think they might reboot the entire thing.
I think they're making a prequel because now the movie right now was more like a sequel. Like, oh, she's adult now. We have a glimpse at her childhood just so we know what the fuck is the deal with her. But we don't really like know her character arc. We didn't really see her develop through the different stages. We just throw her right into the, oh, this power possesses you and you're turning into an evil bitch thing. So a prequel is kind of, they have to make a prequel now. They have to show her how she gets into the X-Men and grows into them. I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah.
And my S-tier.
Your
S-tier here is pretty heavy, but what do you think about it, Hannibal?
Your S-tier is pretty heavy.
I mean, what do I think about how wrong it is?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Give it to him.
Okay. So look, listen. I like the first Guardians is, you know, that's the first Guardians. It makes sense, you know. Like any of the Avengers movies up there, except for Ultron, I won't fight you on. You know, I know Monty loves Homecoming. Far from Home? Far from Home. I know Monty feels like that's top tier.
Marvel.
No. It was really good. It was damn good.
Watch it again.
I will watch it again. And when I watch it again, I'll let you know if my opinion changes. What you got in the A tier?
Winter Soldier, Civil War, and Ragnarok.
I was not. Yeah.
And Black Panther should probably be an A tier.
Yeah.
It probably should be.
There's no probably about it.
Yeah.
Black Panther should be an S tier. Lacked a lot of engagement.
Black Panther should be an S tier? This is why I did my S tier, all right?
I think it should be B tier. I think Black Panther had the potential to be a really awesome movie, but they just skipped some corners that they shouldn't have. They could have made it a tiny bit longer and just made it a little bit more engaging because there were great characters in there that we never got to really learn about.
My S tier is based on how it takes the rest of the universe and fits it in with like their own story. Mm. I feel like the Guardians of the Galaxy cracked open space and made everything possible for the Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. And I feel like those two are such a culmination of everything. Antonovich!
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Antonovich?
Yeah, Antonovich, if you want to see my ass get zapped, I'm not saying you have that kind of spare change, but...
Well, wait a minute. No, it's actually... No, there you go. It's like, what is it, $10 away? $9.50 away? $9.50 and Ben Pye has to get zapped.
I will get zapped.
Is it $9.50?
He said at $800.
At $800, that's quite
a little. Yeah. Wait, what's the new goal? Is the new goal not $100?
It's 800.
That's how scared Ben is.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
But you guys are a little slow today with the donations.
No. It's
okay. Spider-Man.
Well, they really wanted Repsion to get zapped.
Yeah.
I know.
Spider-Man's in the S tier because it takes everything the universe has built around it with Iron Man and going on, but it makes it a local story. Mm-hmm. And I really like the way that all works together and still ties in everything else. And I feel like the Spider-Man two stories in Spider-Man are very, very, very well done for a local story. Like the high school atmosphere, we see Spider-Man come into place. The Michael Keaton villain was...
Jack Nicholson?
Michael Keaton in... the twist with that, with him being... the father of the girl he liked and everything. It was very well played out. And it was like, as it was coming into play, it was like that moment was huge. And Spider-Man Far From Home, the same moment It wasn't the same like style of moment, but that moment that was huge for the movie was when Mysterio was in the building and he had the entire setup with all the Spider-Mans and the mirrors going off. That was a play on I can't remember the name of the film, the older film. It's just like they have that trope where there's the madness coming into play and he's able to control everything through the visual to induce that madness into Spider-Man, and Spider-Man's only able to break through it because of his Spidey sense, which we didn't really have featured in the first one as strongly. So we're getting these tiers of growth in Spider-Man that make him stronger each episode, and he deals particularly
Hannibal,
with this amazing
Hannibal. Yeah. Hannibal, best Star Wars movie out of all the Star Wars feature films that have ever been made. Ooh. What's the best one?
Empire.
All right, Monty.
Monty can't answer this question because we literally had this conversation a couple days ago, and he was like, I can't answer this question.
Yeah, you're right. But I'll throw something out. Let me think based on memory. You know what? I'm going to go with New Hope. Like,
okay, and that is fair. Yeah. That's a fair one.
Solid choice.
Billy, yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi.
You mean Mary Poppins in space is your favorite?
Yeah, it is his favorite. And here we go. You know what? Hannibal and Monty versus Billy. Kumite. Hi.
Star Wars Before the Last Jedi was a fucking... it was a nostalgia toy commercial. All right? And what Rian Johnson did with The Last Jedi...
So you meant The Force Awakens.
What?
You said The Last Jedi.
No, I meant The Last Jedi.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
What Rian Johnson did with The Last Jedi was he took everything that we had been comfortable with, our little fucking Star Wars underoos, our Star Wars bed sheets, our Star Wars fucking the action figures, our little lightsaber toothbrushes and candy fucking canes and shit, all that dumb shit that we've become accustomed to, like Star Wars is now just Christmas, it's just tradition. He took that and he fucking flipped it on its head and made it something actually enthralling. And if they don't get too scared, from what he did and try and retcon everything in the last of the trilogy, we're in for an amazing ride. And The Force Awakens was rhyme to the original A New Hope.
And you're not trolling. You really mean this.
If it plays out the way it does.
Okay, yeah.
If it plays out the way I see it. If they chicken out.
Okay, the movie he says is the best is only the best movie dependent on what the next movie does. I want to point that out to you guys.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the next movie might ruin this movie. If it tries.
No, that's dumb. Don't agree with him. That's dumb.
The next movie could ruin The Last Jedi. If they don't stick to their guns.
The Last Jedi is already a fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, Pussy Crusher 669. 6669. Pussy Crusher knows.
Just another victim of cinematography.
And here's the best reason why The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie. Here's the best reason. Because it's the only Star Wars movie that isn't fucking dead. All the other Star Wars movies are dead. They can't be fucking added to.
Dude.
The Force Awakens is dead. This movie
Empire
is
Strikes
living
Back
and breathing.
Is almost the perfect movie.
Yeah.
You say that, but when it came out originally...
I love a movie where the bad guy wins in the end.
It doesn't matter what happened when it came out originally, because fuck that.
I love a movie where the bad guy wins in the end.
Yes. People were not down the rabbit hole.
That's one of the best parts about it.
When it came out originally, people were complaining about it the same way they complained about Last Jedi.
Go ahead. Yeah,
think about all the people that were shitting on Avengers Infinity War because it was like, I can't believe they killed all these characters. Then Endgame came out and it was like, oh yeah, Infinity War was awesome. Yeah, it's fucking awesome because it just, you know what I'm saying? And I think they were doing what you're doing. You're ranking the movies based on your emotions, not your objectivity, Bill Fridge.
Why would I rank based on objectivity? I rank based on how the movies make me feel.
You're a very emotional boy.
I'm not. I'm not here to look at a. It's not. It's not like a mathematical equation, right? There's no right answer here. It's art. You look at it and you interpret it. How it makes you feel, how it makes you respond.
Well, according to my art teachers throughout life, there's right and wrong way to interpret art. So better get on the right side now, Beach.
But I think there are rules. And then with those rules, once you master working within the rules, you learn how to break the rules. So
the rules about storytelling and about setting characters up and everything that both Marvel
Learn how it works and then learn how to break it.
Marvel is really good at the character development.
Yeah, people hate on me for this, but some of my favorite individual comic book characters have been DC characters. They just have never been filmed right.
Oh my god.
Which ones? I'm curious. Who are your favorites?
Yeah, I'm curious also.
Okay, Green Lantern for one of them.
All right. Wait, which Green Lantern?
Hal Jordan.
All right, I'll take him.
Lobo.
I would have accepted Hal or John Stewart, either one of those.
Lobo's another big one. I think they could make a hit movie with the Lobo character easily.
Yeah. The main man? Absolutely, you can make a hit movie with the main man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Focus a film with Darkseid as the main antagonist. Throw anyone you want. Dude, Darkseid's more powerful than Thanos. Thanos is a knockoff of Darkseid. Like, there's evidence of that.
Yeah.
Even the guy who created Darkseid admitted to that, too.
But the Infinity Gauntlet is such a fucking dope plot device, it doesn't matter who's chasing after.
They've already rearranged it so many times. The original Infinity Gauntlet plot device was totally different than what they use now.
But Darkseid, who the fuck cares about Darkseid? Who cares about who's more powerful? This is the type of person that likes Superman. Oh, fuck yeah! Superman's the most powerful. Superman. You. He's so strong.
Shut up. You're the type
of.
Hey, who's your
John
favorite?
Cena.
Yeah, there you go. You're the type of person that wants Superman. The generic ass, overpowered, fucking mayonnaise. Let me talk. You want the mayonnaise marine fucking dude, the boring fucking bland dude. He's got one weakness, kryptonite. You got kryptonite? Yes, you can beat him. Don't have kryptonite? No. Oh, he'll win. It's like we already fucking know. And then we got to get fucking dudes with like too much gel in their hair to play Superman. Is that what we need now? Yes, you're the kind of guy that likes Superman.
No, I don't watch wrestling as an adult because it's kid shit. And you know what kids love? Superman and John Cena.
That's true.
And
kids
John
don't
Cena
like Superman.
Goes, John Cena goes. John Cena goes and visits sick kids and record numbers. That's why I like Cena. John Cena
Listen
shows
to
up to work.
He's reading
does
scripts
his job,
right now.
Does his job. Sells out arenas. That's why I like John Cena.
Real opinion right now, Man of Steel, good or bad?
Darkseid with his Omega sanction erases Thanos.
Wasn't good.
Man of Steel
wasn't bad.
No.
It's true.
He's right. He's right.
Yeah.
The Omega sanction, that's what killed Batman.
Darks. Hold on. I thought it was Bane breaking Batman's back, and then Ra's-el became the new Batman. Ra's-el as Batman was badass.
Man of Steel killed Batman.
Yeah,
by the way.
That was that time, but... When they did the death of Batman, Darkseid killed him with the Omega Sanction.
I guess
but
I just stopped reading
just
comics.
Spread him through time.
When the 90s ended was when my comics reading ended, I guess. It's weird because I always bring up like all this shit and people are like, that didn't happen. I look it up. It's like, oh, that's in the 90s before they rebooted this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you're talking in the right continuity, but in the wrong time. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's right when I stopped reading too, Ben. It was right around the time that they did the Spider-Man Ben Reilly comics. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm dialed out of this. This is too much.
So can Hannibal and Monty agree on the S list, the S tier breakfast cereals out of what's listed?
Look, I'll tell you real quick with mine. Hannibal, you let me know if you agree. Okay. S-tier breakfast cereals. I'm starting at the top row. Let's see. We got Captain Crunch.
Honestly, I disagree.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There are too many fucking movies.
Reese's Puffs.
I just watched
Antonovich.
Game. I like them.
Fruity Pebbles.
But who the fuck were half the people there?
I have to watch all the previous shit to know.
Definitely Antonovich.
Fuck the MCU Netflix series.
You don't like the MCU Netflix series?
I feel like Antonovich is personally attacking me with that with that Streamlabs. Just like I felt that one in my soul. You need to watch all those movies and those Netflix TV shows, especially like the first batch of them, like the first couple Daredevils, the first Jessica Jones, the first Luke Cage. All that shit is awesome, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thought it was
great. Not so much. You know, so, when fucking Lawrence Tyrell learns karate, not so much.
Hannibal, also, out of Monty's S tier cereals, are there any that you
there too?
What else?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fuck yeah.
Where is it?
Right there.
Oh yeah, there.
Wasn't
all right.
Wasn't R S tier like fucking Rice Chex and dumb shit like that?
It's not on this one. I like Crispix a lot. Crispix. I like very bland cereal.
I'm like Rice Chex, Honey Nut Cheerios are probably my sweetest Mike top
Pence of cereal.
The Mike Pence.
Yeah.
You pick like the most bland shit ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
probably like grape nuts, right?
Honey, we're out of milk for my cereal.
So
just
so,
use mayonnaise, baby.
Out of Monty's S tier. Are there any you would drop down?
All of them down. However, and let me say this now. When it comes to breakfast cereal, I am very like, so I like, you know, Corn Pops, fucking Honey Nut Cheerios, Kix, and everything else you can throw in the trash.
Wow, Kix. So you put Kix at the top.
I don't like fruity cereals. I don't. I've never been into those exotic.
And here's Cheerios.
But Captain Crunch is so good that you're willing to suffer razor blades on the roof of your mouth.
You're willing to suffer razor blades. I will refuse. I disagree. My nigga, I disagree. Not doing it. Not at all.
See, that's
how about regular Cheerios, Hannibal? How about regular Cheerios, Hannibal? Like, would you bring that down?
Smacks.
Yeah, regular Cheerios would go down. Like regular Cheerios is just
regular
like,
Cheerios.
Oh,
you, yeah, because you gotta do stuff to it. You can't just eat it as is. And then also, I don't eat cereal. Cheerios. I don't drink milk.
I don't drink milk either.
I can't eat it dry. Yes, if I can't eat it dry, then I can't eat. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a good representation of. I shouldn't be a good posit for cereal. So that's why, as much as I would love to participate in this, I'm gonna probably disagree with whatever list you put together. So,
I
like three types of cereal. You know,
you
like
ruined the list already. So,
yeah,
you moved all the
but you can't
cereal.
Do like rice milk or almond milk or anything like that.
I don't like no milk.
He
man.
Just
milk
it.
Just,
I guess.
Yeah, I don't. Just the idea of putting something white and creamy in my mouth just something about it.
What about cum?
Even as a child, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so. Terrible. Hannibal is less breakfast cereal, more cereal killer.
Yeah.
Okay, look, so when you say it that way, Bill Fridge, it makes it sound a certain type of way. I don't want to drink fucking, you know, pasteurized cow pus in my fucking, I don't get the appeal. I'm just.
But that's why you do almond milk, right?
So first off, almonds don't lactate, okay? Call it what it is, nut juice.
But I can suck a fucking almond.
It's
nut,
juice.
Nut juice.
It's really more
nut juice.
No, I don't.
Honey nut Cheerios and nut juice.
But it's cold nut juice, Hannibal.
I know they call it cold milk, but it's really more almond juice or cashew juice than it is actual milk.
So look, listen, whatever it is, I don't fucking want it. All right, keep that shit over there in the corner. All right, put that shit in the corner with fucking mayonnaise. And ranch.
You don't like mayonnaise?
Do you like Chipotle
mayonnaise?
He
doesn't like mayonnaise.
Yeah, in Europe.
Oh my god.
You know what? I'm sure this is true in Germany.
What?
In Europe, they dip their fries in mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise and ketchup.
Oh, do they mix it in Germany?
They've got more aioli over there than mayonnaise.
Aioli
like-
no,
is a very
like
Greek
everywhere
thing.
I've been, like, I've been to Brussels, Belgium, the birthplace of fries. That's where fries
so
come
we
from.
We do mayonnaise and ketchup,
and
usually,
they dip it in
it's
mayo.
It's called
creamy white mayo.
Oh my God, it's awesome. I don't know who the person was that was like, you know what's gonna make this sandwich better? Whipped eggs and oil. Let's just
I do like mayo on a sandwich.
I love mayo.
But then there's other stuff on the sandwich too. Like
mayo is
like,
my favorite.
I like spicy mustard. But I like that with mayo too.
I love sweet mustards. Sweet mustard.
I don't do mustard.
Mayo.
You don't do mustard? Okay, well you can never properly eat sausage. Well, but maybe that doesn't bother
you're
you.
You're fucked. You're like really fucked. If
you know you properly eat sausage, you chop that shit up and throw in a pot of red beans.
Or gumbo.
Or gumbo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Monty, not wrong, but he's fucking wrong.
Monty, are you a big fan of andouille as well?
Andouille sausage?
Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. There we go.
What a
all
fucking
right. And we're back.
I like chorizo. That's my favorite kind of sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Chorizo's your favorite?
Dude, you don't get good chorizo up here.
Maybe not.
That's because you lived in Arizona for a bunch of years. Though.
New Mexico.
Does chorizo give you like spicy fucking farts?
What?
Do that again. Does chorizo give you like spicy farts? Like
not really. I mean, not really.
Because I had my sister married into like a very like traditional Mexican family, right?
I like how you set that up.
Yeah, well, she married into
like a really traditional.
Well, I'm talking. If the guy didn't speak English. He crawled over the fucking border to get here.
Yeah,
was illegal. Was illegal. But he would always barbecue chorizo and carne asada and stuff, and the carne asada was really good. The chorizo was good. It wasn't great, but it was good. But
chorizo should like burn you.
It made everybody slap ass like crazy. It was like fart-inducing jewels.
I don't know what to tell you.
Stool jewels.
Maybe he wasn't actually. I don't know.
Maybe he wasn't what?
It's probably that Washington chorizo.
Maybe he gets it from the La Hacienda.
Yeah.
Kirsch leans in to do her burps. She leans into the mic.
I just don't want him to go to waste.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
Good, like you purpose them for something.
You gotta. Yeah. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Cigarettes are simple, and thanks to MyBlue, vaping can be too. MyBlue Intense Liquid Pods are satisfyingly smooth. With easy-to-use pre-filled liquid pods and a 20-minute charge, MyBlue lets you vape all day. Just click it in and go. Plus, MyBlue has the widest selection of flavors. Mint Sensation has a fresh peppermint flavor with the subtle undertones of spearmint. Honeymoon has a rich honey flavor with light exhales of creamy milk. Neon Dream has fruity and creamy blend to light up your senses. There's so many other flavors to check out, so find MyBlue in a store near you or order online myblue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and up.
Chapulina's crickets.
Can I take another look at those cereals?
It's gone.
Look, I'm getting hungry. I didn't know most of them, to be honest.
I only have one cringe rap for you.
Oh, only one?
Yeah, here it is.
48 bars. I wonder if he's going to stumble his way through all 48.
He? Are you assuming this person's gender?
I guess the
Billy
feather.
The fridge?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Running, your sword is bull, Paragon. Your grin looks set, sweet top. Lowercase g, CD God. Way up here, you don't measure.
You got a crush or something?
I like her better than the weird dudes that wrap this bed.
Why educate, celebrate? Act this way, I celebrate. Making shit change, Monsanto, irrelevant, head honchos. Oh no, blow job pornos.
She's in like Arizona or Utah or something like that.
Yeah. Stone throw, makes nice clothes.
She's probably in where's the vortex at? Sedona?
Look at her alien earrings.
I know, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I think she's in Sedona.
I love that.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, not to perpetuate the stereotype about black people. I thought those was watermelons. I did. I thought those were watermelon earrings. Thank you. At the first time, I was like, man, those are some great earrings.
You just racist yourself.
Did you guys see the did you guys see the new Dave Chappelle Netflix thing?
No,
by any chance?
I only saw the videos about it and how fucking
I thought it was funny as fuck.
It is, Dave Chappelle, he cannot talk about
it. It is
all
true. If you're a pedophile, Macaulay Culkin would be the first one you go for.
I'm sorry, but the millennials got offended.
That's not true.
That's not true.
The truth is, no, if you're a pedophile, you go for the child that has the least amount of eyes on them and will have the least people to turn to.
It's a joke. What?
It might be a joke.
The millennials get offended.
It might be
a
joke, but it's going to be so much harder. Fucking Macaulay Culkin is like breaking into Fort Knox. Oh. It's just not easy. It's not easy.
Michael Jackson.
It's still possible, yet not easy.
Like, oh, I mean, Michael.
A giraffe in a fucking amusement park. He could definitely fuck a kid from
home. Michael Jackson is definitely the Ocean's 11-year-old, right? Like, he could.
Why not Corey Feldman, then?
Yeah. I think Corey Feldman probably did get faster.
Well, then he lied. From my big hoe goes out on me, rub it in hole. Word was a treat, makes me a hoe. But one thing that I just got to know is who can handle this TK Obis. What is this outfit?
I mean,
this is
I like the mask.
This is definitely Sedona.
She's a lady with a mask, so she's probably a Hannibal groupie or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't suck, but they're good.
Look, I'm of the opinion that I don't know if she's in Hannibal. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's not good.
No.
She's not
no,
terrible.
She's like, she's okay.
I think the beat is worse than her.
Yeah, the mixing's bad.
Yeah, this first generation dubstep is definitely not the move for her. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
She's going to be on the front lines of Area 51 next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that next week?
Okay, I just got about a week and a half away.
Okay, I got to get my stuff together so we can go ahead and.
What do you mean? Her outfit is great.
Her outfit is great.
I think her outfit is really good. It's just not shot in the right way.
Her rapping is like stumbled. I'm rap. Like a winner. Who am
I? You got friend filters and I. Make fellas a better director. This video could be fire.
That's one thing about. That's one thing about being in the desert. There's never a fucking cloud in the sky, and it's always like the deepest blue.
Well, you can always like add the blue, and they probably
added
the
it
blue
really
in,
looks like that.
No,
like,
I understand, but it's difficult to catch the blue in camera actually. Yeah. But like her outfits are really dope, and with the backgrounds that she has, she could have made a much much better video. I mean, part like a piece of meat, because with me is a place to be. I'm a real life chick, real Facebook beat.
YouTube dudes send pics to me, but they real small. It's a wee wee. I'm a real boss. Little wee wee.
Yeah,
they're like, very small. Little wee wee.
She's like inspired by grime or something. Is this an American girl that's taking European grime and trying to make it her own? It's
ooh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
This does kind of have a Burning Man kind of vibe to it.
Yeah,
so.
Dizzy Rascal meets fucking the Burning Man effigy. This is burning. Burning when I pee.
I'm just looking at the editing, and it's like cheap After Effects overlays, and some of the
editing
like presets. The editing is just.
This is where Kirsch gets set off. Is from cringe editing.
There's a 666.
Yeah.
See, Knight can see the aliens.
What's that metal thing?
It's a UFO.
What's that whole green screen set over? You see how it cuts out?
Look at her pants.
Screen,
her pants are like from space or something.
She probably got probed.
That's so bad.
Oh, she's been probed.
Look
before.
At that. Oh my god. Look at how it cuts out in the sky from a gray blue to the dark blue, and that little UFO just find it.
Kirsch's editing tisms are.
I'm so triggered.
Through the roof right now. That's how I feel with bad rap.
Scream, bitch. I'm Captain Kirsch. Seaman scream when I get on the stage, not when you are. Like, look at you.
But what about?
Seriously, look at those little fish hook hair shits that you have on your brain. No.
What about Seaman cream?
Are you about to be her first rap beef?
Yeah,
I'm gonna diss the shit out of this bitch.
Kirsch has to get a beat now. If there's something laying around.
I got you. Look, I'll give you the beats. Billy will write the rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And then we can go and get that bag. What's there up?
Good. Black eye sockets. Pickpockets. Break your heart like 24K lockets. I'm like a rocket. I take off like Dobby got free like Rip the fuck this sock. It's hard like beef. Guys can't cook it. Smile at me. Guys can't cook it. I like cheese. You mistook it.
I like cheese.
I like cheese right
too. She's talking to you.
Why is she wearing golf gloves?
I'll tell you why, but you wouldn't believe me.
Not why the scarf or why the, you know, fucking
yeah.
Not why any of the other things. Just
yeah.
Or the alien mask or the random numbers popping up. Specifically, why the golf gloves.
This is when you're not sure if you're hippie or hipster.
Check off your vitals. Vitamin Bibles. Can't keep up. You can be the cycle. Third wave title. Instincts primal. You need your title. Take no idols.
Wob, 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 wob.
She has a problem breathing.
What is that? There's a lot of wob.
Yeah, she's got a problem breathing because she's trying to spit faster than she's capable of.
Right.
But then she's giving herself the spaces in between where it's not flowing after. It's like she's got the little break, but she doesn't have enough time to break to breathe.
Yeah, she's so not like, utilizing her breaks.
Yeah.
It's a really weird rhythm. Like she's choking her own words.
Her breath control is doo-doo, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
Honestly, she probably got like probed by an alien during a gangbang and it just threw her off.
Oh, it's Evan LeFevre shit. 11-11.
Ooh.
I just like her beat goes like wop 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 da 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 wop.
Bubbles my brightness, fight for the spices. I like prices, wop, 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 wop,
wop. The oldest night you can think of.
She is the tightest, fighting fire. Riot girl vice, miss going the distance. Mascara running, far side, food raps, linguist cunning.
That's a fucking 90s beat. Like everybody knows that beat that grew up in that area. It's like da 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 da.
Yeah, with the dub wubs over it.
Right?
It's doo doo. Is this the new Little Mermaid? Oh my god! If this was Little Mermaid, she got her feet and she went to the desert to get as far away from the fucking water as possible, so she could become a cringe rapper.
Take my flippers, bitch! I'm gonna take the scene now.
Yeah, they're actually
with those. What do you call them? Oh, rhymes.
Rhymes. Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for that? No, not gonna lie, we white girls love that shit.
That's like catnip to white girls.
It is catnip. That and white claws and we're turned up, man. Drink me. Yeah, we love that shit.
It's good.
It's the best thing ever.
It's good. Is this grown up bad baby? No, this is.
It might be. Bad baby might grow into this. This is fad like, Furby. Not gonna lie.
No. Bad baby you think bad can baby's... rap better than this.
Yeah, bad but baby's got
she's
all
not,
the stars.
Yeah, she's not bad. She's
like,
not bad.
There was a time where like I was going to a bunch of raves and it was like. They were trying to do this thing where they were mixing rap music with like EDM and dubstep, and it just never worked. It never caught on. Nobody did it and was able to catch a wave. And then it shifted away from dubstep, and you know, Skrillex just died of old age or something. I don't know what he's got. he's around somewhere. I don't know what he's doing.
Didn't Skrillex get a sex change? Skrillex started out as the singer of an emo band from first to last.
Yeah.
That seems about right. From first to last.
Didn't Skrillex get a sex change? Her name's Grimes now, and she dates Elon Musk?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure you made some of that up, but I'm not sure which part.
I'm not sure which part I made up either.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
What the fuck happened, Ben?
Great.
Did you screw it up?
Yeah, I did.
Ben screwed it up.
I messed everything up.
King Neckbeard says, don't be mean to Grimes. She's cute. I'm trying to figure out where Skrillex went.
Skrillex?
Pretty sure she's dating Elon Musk now.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But you never know.
The last time I saw him, he was doing a bunch of. I was seeing him and Diplo do a bunch of collabs.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this video before?
Oh, what is that?
No. This is me. That's me on the right there, like over 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Missed you.
Yes. This is when people told me I look like the guy from Skrillex or Skrillex or whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah.
You can barely hear anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, a horrible recording.
You're rocking it, man.
I just want to see if it's me. Yeah.
Is it? I want to see if it's me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to see,
I'm
like...
I'm not quite sure if that's me or not.
Are you wearing a Mr. Minecraft t-shirt?
No, no, no. It's... It,
Mr. That'd be fun. Rapsion.
I don't think Minecraft was even a thing at this point.
Oh.
I don't think it was. Minecraft was not that old.
I heard Skrillex became his own Yoko Ono and started dating Elon Musk to break up the band.
Ben Pye, do you still have this music? Can you send it to me? I want to remix some of it and play it on our show.
Yes.
No.
Hashtag
Damn.
You liar. You liar. You definitely still have this. Come on, send me some stuff, man. Send me some stuff. Billy needs to send me some acapellas. You send me some music and let me just work my magic, all right? You guys see what I did with the audacity, all right?
The audacity.
Let me do my shit.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Speaking of the audacity, when that motherfucker comes on here again, tell him we know he knows who made that song. Oh. And you can randomly call me at any point when he's on and I will answer.
Oh. Called out.
Yes, yes. So G-Man, if you're watching, come on, bro.
I keep trying to get him on here, but he's so evasive now.
He's a very busy person?
No.
No, he's not.
He's scared.
He's a scared person?
He's afraid.
A shy person?
He's a little shy.
You gotta give him more tequila. We ran out of tequila.
Fucking tequila's gone.
Is it?
Tequila's gone.
We have... 3 more lines, but no tequila. What are you going to do about it, Ben?
Nothing. I can't do anything.
I'm out of beer, too. What are you going to do about it?
There's more in the fridge.
Wait, did you say 3 more limes or lines?
Limes. Limes.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. Not limes.
Look, no judgment. All right, you know, live your best life, all right?
Who let this hedgehog loose in the studio?
You know what I'm saying? You need some booger sugar to keep the day going. Do what you do, man. I don't care.
Booger sugar.
All I ever did was weed. I didn't know about any of the other shit. Weed and limes.
Limes.
Thank you.
You were always there for me.
I can play. You know what? I'll give you a link to music that I have made, Hannibal.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Awesome. Look, and then look, if you guys meet the stream goal, not only will Ben get zapped, but I'll also remix some of his music and it'll be awesome.
Do you want me to play some for you?
I'm sure it's already awesome. But I'm gonna make it more awesome.
Here's I did a thing where I was like, oh, I'm going to copy a style of a band, but not necessarily cover a song, but be like, this is a style. So I did here's like a Nirvana style song that I did.
All right. I can hear it.
Here's like the really Nirvana part right here.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but it's like that old live Nirvana, like Money Banks of the Wish Car. Hold up.
Look at you knowing good Nirvana, Monty. Good job. I'm proud of you. You're growing up.
Hey, if you guys come out to Seattle, I'll take you to like the park that's right outside of Kurt Cobain's old house where he blew his brains out, and there's still like there's a park like people camped out in that park for like a week after that shit happened too.
Why haven't we gone?
Oh shit! All right, Yeah, I'm all about it.
Maybe we'll
good
go there
question.
Tonight.
Why is Billy such a shitty tour guy?
Like, we went to Bruce Lee's grave.
I took her to Bruce Lee's grave. I took her to the fucking Arboretum. Yeah. I took her to the Botanical Gardens. Took her,
what about Jimmy's
took her to
this grave?
Girl, Call Me Falls. Took
Jimmy
her to,
has his grave, too.
Took her to Queen Anne.
I
took her to, Beacon Hill. Took her to Capitol Hill. Took her to Ballard. Took her all over the place. Took her to the fucking salmon house for salmon so she could eat salmon on the waterfront. I've been a wonderful...
Worst host ever. I haven't seen Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see Kurt Cobain. Keep fucking talking like that.
Here's another one that I...
We'll be riding shotgun to see Kurt Cobain.
I just want to play the one, like, really trippy part that I came up with.
All right, hold on.
And by the way, I stole this from Offspring Self-Esteem, practically, a little bit.
All right.
There was a part where I was on crazy drugs, and I came up with, like, the trippiest shit I've ever written in my life. And it comes up right here. Here it comes. Type of shit that they do.
No, you're saying that because of what the guitar is doing and how they use that particular guitar. Like,
yes.
Yeah, but it's not System of a Down.
All right, we'll argue about it later.
It's nothing to argue. I'm right. Just leave it alone. Keep it moving.
Self-righteous suicide.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
I agree that interlude was very emo.
Yeah, I have a few of those. Like, here's another one that I have.
Great, but it's also 10 years late.
Yeah, well, that's when I wrote it. That's when I wrote and recorded it. Yeah.
Like the stream.
I haven't had any time.
No,
to
like
write.
10 years ago would have been awesome. Now
that's
like,
when I did it.
So you
at home, like the stream.
And I just want you to play guitar on some beats. You would just play, you could play some riffs and send it to me.
That is what your Instagram should
be.
Your Instagram should be you just, like, bullshitting around, maybe a couple skits, and then you playing the guitar. That would be your Instagram, you know, presence, and you send people over to your YouTube from that, and you should really do that. Why the
actually
fuck are you not Instagram?
Bring Trap Band back to become an Insta-thought.
No, you gotta be your own Insta-thought.
Oh.
You gotta be your own.
Yeah, Ben in a dress would be the Insta-thought.
Metaphorically speaking, it doesn't have to mean
it's already happened.
Address. You thought you didn't really have an Instagram. I think you really need to utilize your Instagram.
Utilize the gram.
Utilize the gram, man, because it's the fucking future.
The gram is the future.
The present.
It's the present.
Play
yeah.
one more.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm 15 again. I'm sneaking into the back of the school.
Damn it.
Damn.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Can you get a copyright strike on playing your own shit on the show?
No, I think you pretty much can. I think it's happened to people.
I've gotten copyright strike for playing my own shit.
I haven't written music in like over 10 years. Of your own stream for yourself. This is all like old shit from like over 10 years.
I like it. Monty, we should try that with some of my music. We should play it on the show and see if it gets flagged, and then see how that works.
Let's do it. Let's see where the money goes. Let's follow the money.
Yeah, that's fine. See, but that's what the people at Big YouTube don't want you to do. They don't want you to know where the money goes.
Big YouTube just doesn't want you to have a good time.
They don't want you to have a good time. They don't want you having fucking cool drinks, smoking cool weed, having cool fun with cool friends. But we want to do that here at DrunkenPeasants.com. If you want to see us continue to do that, like the fucking stream.
Yeah, I haven't done any shilling at all in the stream. What we really need is someone to sign up for Spin Till You Spew.
Spin Till You Spew.
Yes, me versus Jeff Holiday. And by the way, Jeff Holiday, if you want to try to dox me and threaten me in the meantime, I'm on to you, you piece of shit. And we know about the degenerate shit you do down there in Eugene, Oregon. We all know the fucked up shit that goes down there in Eugene, Oregon. We don't stand for it up here. In Bellevue, we have more class and sophistication than you, Jeff Holiday. I'm sorry. We don't do our videos in a dome out in the backyard where the white trash go. You know, I tell you what, we're in the Beverly Hills here. We're in the Beverly Hills of Washington State here, Jeff Holiday. Jeff Holiday, don't count me out for a fucking minute.
Man,
we got some shit talking.
I know we got some fucking cul-de-sac beef in this bitch. Yeah. I like it.
I'm Jeff the coldest cat in the ben cul-de-sac.
And it's mayhem up in this motherfucker. Yes. Let's do it. I'm down.
Bellevue translates to beautiful view.
Yeah.
Eugene translates to some kid that got picked on and got wedgies.
Yes.
In fucking middle school.
Damn.
Some guy I still know till this day that tried to buy a pocket pussy.
Yup.
tell that story, please. Tell that
Eugene?
Story. Yeah, that's so good.
I was at the mall. The mall has been like...
We have a friend named Eugene. He's a really nice guy.
He's been on the show.
He's a blonde
dude.
He
was in the studio for the 24-hour show on New Year's Eve.
He's a VR guy. He does like VR videos.
He's a buddy.
YouTube. Yeah, yeah.
I see him walking. I was getting Chipotle at the local mall.
This is a great story.
I was getting Chipotle at the local mall. The local mall is going through some renovations, so it's more than half closed down. He's walking in. I'm just got done eating my Chipotle. I'm sitting there farting, playing Pokemon Go. And he goes, "Hey, Billy, good to see you." And I'm like, "Hey, Eugene, what's up, man? What you doing here?" He's like, "I'm here to buy a pocket pussy." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "From Spencer's."
He's so straight-laced, too.
Yeah,
he's like a very straight-laced guy.
I was like, "Are you fucking with me right now?" He's like, no. My girlfriend's out of town for the next month. She won't be back. And I'm like, no, you're fucking with me right now, dude. You're not just announcing right off the bat you're here to buy a pocket puss. You're not doing it.
Sounds like
he's
it.
Like, no, I really am. I was like, well, I got some bad news for you, friendo. Spencer's is closed down. They're not open. There's no pocket pussy here. He's like, what? Are you sure? I looked it on Google Maps. I looked it up on Google Maps and it was still open.
I'm like, here to buy a pocket pussy.
Like,
who would tell, if you walked into a place to buy a pocket pussy and you saw someone you knew, would you tell them? I would not. I'd be like, oh, I'm here to.
Yes, I'm owning the fuck out of it. I said, look, I came to get this Doc Johnson 100% silicone, lube included, pocket pussy. Absolutely. Yep. Look, you gotta live your truth, okay? Don't be embarrassed, all right?
I'm coming out. I need something to fuck in the next couple days.
Yeah.
And I want to be prepared. So I got something to fuck.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I mean, it's better than cheating.
The amount of fucks given were absolutely zero, and I was so impressed. I couldn't believe it. I thought, because he's not the type of person to really joke around about that either. So I'm like, he has to be serious
right
now.
Right, no.
But can he be serious right now? Is it possible? I don't know.
Now picture him opening the package of the pocket pussy, trying to figure out how it works. Like he's like
not about to figure it out. It's,
I wonder if this is dishwasher safe.
This guy, from the way he's described, had to sit and figure it out.
You think he read the instructions on his pocket pussy?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know this guy.
See, I always read, this is how far I read the pocket pussy. I look at the box to make sure it's not a pepper grinder, and then I shove my dick in it. That's it.
There you go.
Like, okay, it's not a pepper grinder. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a legit tactic, I guess.
Yeah, you literally all the instructions is like you take tab A, put in slot B, thrust repeat. That's it. Like that's
thrust
all it is.
Repeat.
Like all the pocket pussy comes with is cleaning instructions.
Yes.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
And it should say the last step should say you will know when you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, girls could
I think,
come with cleaning instructions, and men still wouldn't get the cum rag in time. It's insane.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah.
It's just later. Off, you get cum on you later, like, I can't move.
But that's...
getting drip on your sheets, off, baby.
Well, that sounds like a defective off, girl to me, because most of the girls just eat it up.
That's a different thing. That's you're talking about blowjobs, right?
Yeah.
Now. I'm talking about general coming on your body anywhere else. You just later like,
oh, okay.
Babe, give me wife.
First off,
give me wife.
That is a compliment, okay? That is like, you know what? You did such a great job. I'm going to take a 45-minute power nap. That is awesome.
I'm take a 45-minute power nap while you lay there with my cum on you so you can't fucking move because it's going to drip on my mattress. If you drip my cum on my mattress, by the way, I'm going to be mad at you, you fucking hoe.
You can't
because
move.
Because how dare you drip my cum on my mattress? It's your task to keep it in your belly button.
Yeah.
Shimmy it into the bathroom like that. And then dump it into the toilet and be like, oh, yeah, I fucking did gymnastics. That's why I go to yoga, bitch.
Just lay there with it glistening down your body until it dries up. Well, by the time we wake up, it'll be nice and dry.
Come
you can go, you can
rag,
take a credit card to
baby,
it and scrape it off.
Get me one. Come rag.
Okay.
And don't fucking towel yourself up first either. You're like, you go in the bathroom and you're like tipping the little, you know, little toilet paper. There's a tip of your dick like, Gotta wipe that little tip down while I'm laying there, like covered in it. Like, oh,
I'll give you a moist towelette I have left over from the barbecue spot.
I have to go to the bathroom. What am I? What is going on now?
I got some moist towelettes in my pocket.
Did you just let this deteriorate to this level?
Yes.
All I did was leave for like 2 minutes.
Yes.
Should have never left Ben.
We're talking about proper etiquette.
Your little monetization icon is yellow.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
We just got demonetized and demonized.
It fucking self-destructed like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Trigger warning. White guy says N-word. White guy says N-word. Right here. White guy says
Antonio
N-word.
Brown allegedly called Michael G. W.L. Mayock a cracker.
A cracker.
Allegedly. Now, what do you think would happen if Julian Edelman called a general manager a nigger?
Look at this dude's face, though. Like, this is...
Yeah. So, he looks like racist Sabretooth from the X-Men.
Yeah.
He looks like when they
Thanos.
Do the composite drawing of rapists. It's like the human, the live-action version of a rapist composite drawing.
He looks like all my.
He looks like gets into like full-fledged yelling matches about the towing capacity of Dodges versus F-150s.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen? The media would be all over that. Allegedly. What do you think would have happened? The media would be all over that right now. You wouldn't hear Stephen A. Smith, this man got to go. This man got to go. It's blasphemy. You're not hearing nothing now, are you? You know why?
That's a pretty good Stephen A. Smith. I'm not mad.
Black privilege. Can't call him out on it. Because if you do, you're going to
black privilege.
Be labeled a racist. So you're going to call me a racist right now.
Hold up. So black privilege is...
Black privilege is getting to call other people racist.
Yeah, other people call them crackers.
let me tell you guys once and for all right now. Black privilege is when you go play basketball and you get picked first. That's black privilege. Yep. Everything
you know
else
what?
You heard doesn't count.
When I look at, honestly, when I look at the NBA, like, these days, the only white dude is, like, it's the 7 foot tall dude. Like, the one, like, European dude that's, like, 7 foot tall. It's true. Usually yeah, the, it's
true. Who's the best American white guy in the NBA? Is it JJ Redick?
These days, like I don't even know players these days, honestly. Like, I only know players when I was a kid, you know? So, like, so there was, like, John Stockton back in the day.
Steve Nash, like, you know, you had those guys. But, like in today's NBA, who's the best American white guy playing in the NBA?
I don't know their names these days, so I couldn't even say it. I remember, like, there was, Ginobili?
Chernobyl. It was Chernobyl.
Yeah, but he's from, like,
Italy. Italy.
No. Is he from Italy?
Yeah. He played for the Spurs. Yeah.
That's not that white.
I mean, that's still white. Italian is the darker shade of white.
I guess it's considered white.
And Irish is the lightest shade of white, basically.
Yeah.
Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The moon is like my son's shade of white.
Irish eyes are smiling.
Yeah, so like Greeks are like, Greeks and Italians are like.
Technically white, but they're not, man. They're
in America, like, 70 years ago, they wouldn't have been considered. Well, even Polish people weren't considered white.
Well, we consider them white
in America when they are. I mean,
I can't wait until all races are considered white.
Yeah. Utopia, one can dream, can't we?
We're all white here.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's see what he's got going on.
Calling you out on it. Black privilege. Black privilege is what it is. Black people think they're immune to the racism card. They think they can't be called racist. Well, guess what? You can, and a lot of you are. But you don't think you can be so. In your eyes, you're not a racist, but you very much are. Antonio Brown allegedly called Michael G. Mayock mayonnaise boy and a cracker. If that would have happened with Wes Welker the opposite way around, it would be nonstop 24/7. But somehow, it swept under the rug.
Because what if calling somebody mayonnaise boy or a cracker isn't the equivalent? What if?
Yeah, it's not the same.
What if you can't?
Yeah, I think Louis C.K. before the world decided to get rid of him, he said in one of his specials, "It's like there's nothing that you can call a white guy that makes him feel bad. Like, there's like, what's the worst thing you can call a white guy? The worst thing you can call a white guy is to call him racist. But there's no actual racial slur that's like, what's the worst thing you can be called?
When I was like a teenager, I worked at a store and I actually saw a guy stealing. And when I saw him stealing, he called me a racist, and it froze me in time, enough time for him to, like, run out the door with the shit he stole.
Black privilege.
Nice. He got you.
It hit me
He looked at you and thought you were an SJW and was like, I'm going to call him a racist, and I'm going to steal these Tupac CDs.
It was kind of like that.
Racist. Like, oh, am I? Go ahead.
Take
my keys. Drive my car out of here. I'm sorry. White guilt is a motherfucker. What's the equivalent of mayonnaise or mayo boy to flip it? Because it's definitely not the N-word. I think even like chocolate face is more racist than mayo boy. Like, what would be an equivalent? It was mayo boy. What was the other one? Cracker.
Does that offend you guys?
Like, no, none of the white slurs offend me.
But honestly,
very little offends me.
Cracker does make me feel bad to be called a cracker because it's like based on cracking a whip, right? Isn't that what it's about?
It's kind of cute.
Cracking the
honky
whip.
Honky is really cute. I like that one.
Yeah. I feel bad to be connected to that shit. I want to be a honky. Yeah.
Do you know the backstory on honky or where that came from?
Is it because our voices sound honky? Like,
I've heard different ones. But.
Okay, I might have heard a different one.
So we talk like Skeeter Valentine?
What is it? I want to hear both of yours version of why we're called honkies.
It was like the prostitute thing in Honking Horns.
Yep.
Really?
That was the primary one.
In the late 1800s, early 1900s, There were different white guys that would go to like the black parts of town, and they would have sex with the black prostitutes, but they wouldn't want to get out their cars. So what they would do is just honk the horn.
Okay, maybe that's true. That might be true. I've literally never heard that in my life, but that makes sense. So,
so when I go to pick up a friend,
whatever the time period is, I'm not exactly sure what the time period is. So don't you might have to like Google that. But that's the story that I always heard about.
Hannibal and Monty need to come to Seattle. We'll take them to Ivers.
Ooh,
that's the first place.
We went to Ivers Salmon House today.
They've never heard of good clam chowder.
I didn't know about the clam chowder. I didn't know about it, but I had the salmon. It was really good. The salmon was really good. And then while I was sitting there eating my salmon, I heard like all the people behind me talk about, "Oh, I need to get a bowl of the clam chowder."
Yeah. And
like, "Oh, everybody's getting clam chowder."
They also they deep fry salmon at Ivers Salmon Bar.
Well, I had the bacon wrapped salmon with so mashed good. Potatoes.
A deep fried salmon kind of blows your mind.
It was really good.
Fried salmon just seems like so much work. Like, it's just...
Dude, the like salmon will, like, jump into your boat here. Like, there's a place, Issaquah. There's a town around here called Issaquah where you can go and watch the salmon spawn. And you see them, like, jumping in the river.
We went to Issaquah. That's where the chocolate factory was.
There's a bridge you can, like, stand and look down and watch the salmon, like, jumping up.
Yeah, I went down to Ballard to take her to the Ballard Lux, but it was raining,
so we left. It was so cold.
I'm a very good tour guide.
I don't know. You drive on the wrong side of the road.
That was one time, and it was in Issaquah after leaving a chocolate
factory.
That's
not one time. You drove on the wrong side of the fucking road while I was in your car.
That was another time.
Are we getting food after this?
We're going to go get those sausages. Joey's cooking dinner.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Kirsch has lost track of time and space at this point.
I didn't even give a fuck anymore. Like, I'm on vacation, man. I'm just drinking and smoking and taking edibles all day. I'm just spacing out.
This
is my vacation. Oh, give me a bong hit.
All right. I'll come over in a second and give you a bong hit.
No, it's like, it's my vacation. Guys, you don't understand. Look, literally, I wake up at 5 a.m. every single day of the week, 7 days a week. I go to bed at 9 p.m. I work really fucking hard. Really fucking hard. But I'm on vacation.
Like, who decided that they was like, man, you know, we're going to grind up some clams and eat that shit. It's like, turn it into some soup. It's just weird, man. It's just some weird shit to eat.
Look, Hannibal. You're talking as a man that comes from a place that said, you see those little weird things crawling around with the claws? Let's boil those motherfuckers and make them spicy. And then suck all
mission accomplished.
First things first, I don't believe in sucking the head and guts out of crawfish. That is disgusting.
That shit is delicious.
It might be delicious, and it is disgusting.
You know what's a normal thing on a... On the in the Northwest, a normal thing on a menu here is something called clam strips, and they chop up clam and deep fry it, and it's like deep fried, like almost like clam fries. Almost, it's all really right. Good. Really,
see, that sounds like something I'd be willing to try.
Yeah,
so you said clam chowder, man. I just was like,
chowder's good
like,
too.
What other things did they try first? Like all the delicious shit in the sea. Why the fuck would we take clams and grind them up in the juice and then eat them? That's gross.
Dude, I had fried oysters. I had some fried oysters the other day, and that was like really good.
This is why though, because the clam doesn't last as long without refrigeration. So they had to find a way to keep the clam lasting. So they put it into a chowder pot. And they keep it. Right. They keep
it's
it
colder
cooking.
Weather.
I'm sorry. He hit us with the facts, boys. But clam chowder isn't usually ground up clam. It's like pieces of clam, right?
It's pieces of clam, yeah. And clam juice, and then potato and cream.
Clams are small, so it's not even. Like,
there you go. Look,
time
you got lobster bisque. Like, did these motherfuckers try to like grind up other shit from the sea first? Did they try like urchin soup?
Yeah.
Or like fucking barnacle
like clams
bisque before they landed on clam chowder?
The thing is, you take a bucket of clams, you rinse it once, and you throw it into a huge fucking pot. You just
it's
have
really
this
good.
Huge pot of clams, and you cook it, and it they fall out of your shell. You fish the shells out, and then you have fucking clam chowder.
Hannibal, the shit might be delicious. We haven't tried it.
The same place that you get the clams from, you can just go get fish from. Why even eat clams? All right, it just it's wrong.
The fish. Okay? Somebody needs to catch them and take apart. Dude, I had steamed clams a couple days ago. It's the same thing.
So good. It was steamed clams and chorizo.
Ooh, that is really good though. Land and sea together does make delicious dishes.
I'm going to try this out when we come to Seattle. It's just, but I'm skeptical. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying oysters are more disgusting than clams as well. As
I like oysters green. Too.
I just, I don't like the slimy shit, man.
I don't disagree with that shit either. Satisfying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't disagree. I think both of them are equally disgusting.
Have you ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse before, Hannibal?
Fucking yeah! When I used to still eat meat, I used to look. Listen, I used to.
Get oh, you don't eat meat? Okay.
Yeah, but I used to.
But you eat fish still?
Are you a pescatarian or?
I tell people I have subscribed to a plant-based diet, but I will allow myself once or twice a meat, a month to eat meat. And it's like, but now when I eat meat, I don't eat a large portion.
Right.
Because it just, you know.
No, that's
It's
fine. See, that's
When I went to the doctor after my accident a couple weeks ago, sidebar for all you guys.
You had an accident?
No. August 20th, I was leaving a studio session working with this fantastic producer, Mike Esther, the Prophet. And I was like, you know what? Going to do a little bit of rideshare driving before I go home. You know, and then as I was picking up my second ride, somebody ran into the back of my fucking SUV. Oh. And, you know, fucking went to the hospital and all that shit. And then they were doing, like, the blood work and, you know, this and that and all that stuff. And it was like, and as they were doing it, because I'm a big guy, they were just like, oh, yeah, and I'm black. So it was like, oh, yeah, his cholesterol is going to be fucked up. This and that. And it was like, oh, man, you're really healthy.
He got sickle cell. Like,
that's awesome.
And they said it all surprised. Like, they were super surprised. They were like,
oh. So you had really good numbers?
Yeah, like, they ran my shit twice.
That's kind of rude, but that's really awesome that you had good numbers. Most people don't.
Yeah, I stopped eating meat like 3 years ago, you know, and I don't work out as often as I like, but, I work out. So, you know, and I don't got no kids, so I'm not stressed like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's stressful.
But I feel like from what you've told us, I feel like the system that you're doing is one of the best ones. I eat meat when I really want to, but most of the time I don't.
Monty, I have to ask you, because I didn't ask you. Was there dog cum on your couch from when that dog was humping? Yeah.
Yes. And that dog back. I've had
Hannibal
to.
And Monty, these pillows. Are you getting on the post show? Will there be a post show? I'm fucking bored sitting in my truck the whole fucking day waiting for a load.
Damn.
So that dog busted a nut on your couch?
Yeah.
I think the post show is going to be on Twitch tonight, I think.
Because I can throw them in the washing machine. So they go in the washing machine, dryer, they come out, no more dog cum. But he busts a nut all over everything. There are no pillows out anywhere in this house. I can't wait till his owner's out of the hospital.
Oh, that's the guy who lives in your backyard. That's his dog.
Well, good on you for taking care of the dog, even though it's a little shit. Like,
yeah, but, for sure. Yeah,
he's a sweet dog otherwise. Like, he's laying here right next to me. He's asleep and he is just...
It was funny. We had him on the show and he had to get up and go do something. He was gone for maybe like 20 minutes. And you saw the dog just humping the shit out of something.
That's kind of gross. Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's super gross. Like, there's nothing worse than coming in here. I have a lock on the studio door now. Coming in here, I put my hand on the
doggy door?
Yeah,
oh, my
that.
God, why is that wet?
No, you came in and sat down, and we were like, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of me like picking your dog up earlier. I picked your dog up and it peed on itself. And it was like, oh,
yeah, my dog. Bitch.
Oh, Antonovich was waiting for a load. Are we going to go to the post show and do stream or Twitch
I guess
tonight?
Nobody truly wants to see me get zapped. I guess really. I'm just the hero of the people. What can I say? Like, I'm the greatest.
Look, if I was Ben, I would set goals that were completely unreasonable and also brag about
well,
it.
Well, I mean, like, if the people just don't want it, if the people just don't want it, they don't want it. What?
They came through yesterday. Yesterday, they came through big time.
No, they came through because they wanted Repsion's little twink ass to get zapped.
We had the Repsion was going to buy us all dinner last night if you took a shock and you wouldn't
Why
do
I want to buy you dinner?
Because you would have been a sweet boy. But now you want to do it for fucking...
Why I want to buy you
for
dinner?
Cash?
Are you
going
to buy us dinner?
For cash?
Where you got to drive from to get to here? You're just like fucking Jeff Holiday, another piece of shit. Why don't you just move to Eugene and live in a fucking dorm?
You know, it's really easy for you to say this shit to Jeff when he's 140 fucking
No, I'll say it to him here. While he's here, bitch.
You ain't drunk enough. No. You ain't drunk enough. You ain't drunk enough to fucking not feel this ass whooping, Ben. So I want you to rethink. When you rethink the way you're talking to me right now.
Or
re-drink.
Ooh.
Do a couple more beers. Get a couple more beers in you, and then you won't feel the ass whooping. All right? You'll be blacked out.
You'll wake up and I'll tell you you fell onto a curb.
Be careful,
and
it'll
feel
Ben.
Like you fell onto a Mack truck, because that's what's gonna happen. You keep talking to me like that.
Make the right choice.
Oh man, see white on white crime. See that? Don't Same. Let Fox News sell you on.
No,
you don't talk to me that way.
There's white on white crime too.
Grown ass man.
Billy just went off Birdman. Put some respect on my name. When my name come up,
green
respect.
Green lantern is what I look like when I drink my piss. Father, don't smell my breath.
What the fuck? My name is Trevor, but I go by Green Lantern. A Green Lantern is what I look like when I drink my piss. Please don't smell my breath. Might have been the best $20 anybody's ever spent on this show. I'm going to tell you that right now. What the fuck?
Very interesting.
The fuck?
Yes, that's pretty good.
Docs.
Yeah, it's not called white on white crime. It's just called crime.
It's
hilarious.
It wasn't just yeah. him looking like the Green Lantern when he drinks his piss. He had to add the tag at the end. Right. Please don't smell my breath.
Right, that was bad.
Please don't smell my breath. What
Please
the?
Don't do I've always felt like Nathan Fillion would be the best person to play Hal Jordan.
Hmm.
Yeah,
he's the guy I want, and he does the voice of Hal Jordan and like for the Green Lantern in a lot of the DC animated movies. You know, but I don't think he did the voice of the Green Lantern in the first animated Green Lantern movie. But then every other one, I think it's Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is Green Lantern.
Yeah, give him a little bit of gray, like the boyish gray on the side. You know what I'm saying? He's just enough of an asshole. Yeah, he'd be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. What condition my condition was in.
That's true.
Is that Kenny Rogers?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
It's still not working. What is the newspaper background in the background?
Boom. What is up, fellow YouTubers? So my wine money just hit the card, and I'm not going to spend a shit ton at the bar, but a pitcher or two wouldn't hurt.
Did he say the wine money?
This is your favorite dude.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
But, wee.
Yeah. Come on, get it out.
So check this out.
Check out this story.
My wand business is taking off like a rocket.
Did he say his wand business?
His wand business.
Like he sells wands.
Wands.
Like Harry Potter.
He creates wands and sells them. And his first buyer was a man named Von Helton.
Believe that. Okay, I go to the CY bar, which is where I'm at right now. I park my bike, lock it up.
Why does he have the biggest hemorrhoid bag fucking seat ever?
A person came up and he was like, "Do you really sell custom wands?"
Pads
go,
all over
yes,
that seat.
I do.
What the fuck?
That's the part you're aggressive about.
For like
look
personal
at his
requests,
face,
I can do that if you live here
in
town.
Directions and you're triggered.
He's cockeyed
about
because
like,
I've seen him before.
As far as the
but I haven't
Etsy goes,
seen his bike with an adjustable toilet seat on the motherfucking thing.
I kind of would expect that bike from just from the behavior.
And the only reason being is that it's easier.
I respect that. But.
For the business, you know, if I'm, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, if you're a local and you want me to make you a wand, you know.
Is he outside of like the club where people like him hang out at? Is that what's going on?
It's a bar.
He's looking at the camera and inside right now to figure out when he's going in.
He's got the Chun-Li choker on with fingerless gloves. Like, what is he doing? What the fuck is going on here?
He got
this guy shops at Snot Topic.
We can make it happen.
He looks like he's about to go join the Beat It video or something.
This season one of The Simpsons looking motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, with the eyes.
Season one of The Simpsons. Fucking raw.
Yeah. What up, bro? Doing good, man.
Doing good, man. You want to buy a wand? Do you want to purchase a wand?
Trying to.
That's true. I
heard watching your video. That's true. Didn't know much, but.
Yeah, man. That's what's up.
That's
be
true.
Easy, be safe, be careful, bro.
Thanks, man. You too.
Shumalee, I like it.
That's true. That's not true.
That's not true. YouTube. My crush likes me back. All the trolls talking smack can eat it.
How drunk is he?
Super drunk. He's like, he's fucking gone, man.
You're talking crush.
His crush likes him back.
Yeah.
I you know what? I got to see the crush before I...
I guarantee you...
on her with one of his wands?
I guarantee you she looks like a fucking season one Simpson character as well.
Yes,
he uses his wand. He uses some powerful niggardry to fucking.
Is there a way to see the crush?
I just realized how mating is broken down within humans, right? Like, you can mate within whatever season of whatever cartoon you're from, right?
Yes, that's true.
Like, if
that's
he's true. Season one Simpsons, he can fuck any other season one Simpson character he can.
What if, like, a G.I. Joe went after a Transformer?
Not going to work. They're not compatible, dude.
I'm season four of Pumpkin Spice. Whoever, like, overlaps with me is worthy, you know?
Yeah,
but it's going to be like in that same... No,
you're not going to find that here.
Oh, it exists.
You're not going to find that here.
You didn't know about the Pumpkin Spice men, baby.
I never seen a Pumpkin Spice cartoon.
Oh, there are Pumpkin Spice men out there.
Oh, are there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are there? Fucking Jack Skellington?
They hide, you know.
I'm going to give her name away because it's none of y'all's business, but...
It's nobody else's business.
Dude. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm getting some ass, man.
It's fucking creepy as fuck, man.
Yeah, he is. The first video of him that we watched, he was like, why some girl tell me to stop looking at her ass the other day?
Because he's creepy.
Double standards, man.
Because he's a gross and creepy, man.
Yeah, I've been getting told no by girls since the fourth grade, and it sucks.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I buy it.
Sucks for you, man.
I don't believe it. 1,000% believe that. He looks like the dude that would write a girl a poem and then just walk up to her and start reading it with no context.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. He looks like a fucking nut, man. He looks scary crazy.
But eventually you find one that'll
he's
say
probably
yes.
Watching right now.
He's like, eventually you'll find one that'll say yes. Is she like 70 or what? Like,
oh,
how much
will.
How much you
want to
take a bet?
I think 70 would be best case scenario for this guy.
For him, yeah. Like,
you know, that's what it's all about, YouTube.
Is that what it's all about?
It's all about YouTube. That's how it's about.
Which I think it's funny. You know, all these chicks that rejected me in the past, they go, wait, Josh is a
70.
YouTube celebrity? Huh.
YouTube celebrity?
So yeah, if you're getting teased, picked on, bullied, rejected in high school, and fuck all that shit, dude.
Well,
did
on.
He say he's a YouTube
he
celebrity?
He called
his,
all the
I
girls
think,
that,
I think
he gets like
that.
He gets like 1,000 views a video.
All the girls that look down on me in high school and are like, he's a YouTube celebrity?
They're hate watchers, most of them. Like, he's a new, like, lolcow that's kind of arisen. He's like in his 30s. He thinks he's goth still.
Let me slip.
He's going to like
DMs,
the goth club
boy?
And shit. So
yeah,
he's a very angry
he got bigger
person.
Fish to fry. Because when you get out of high school and you make something of yourself, you know, then what are the haters gonna say?
What do you made something of yourself because you get 1,000 views on YouTube?
Yeah. Nice. Well, I mean, for him, celebrity. That is definitely a step
funny because, you know, people talk so much shit. They're like, oh, you're never going to make a living selling wands on Etsy. And
I'm making up the password for my Facebook page right now.
What the fuck?
Making selling wands on Etsy.
Well, behold, I just kind of like
that is something that multiple people told him. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
I
more
feel
than
for
one
this
person
told him
that. That's
really
fantastic.
But what the fuck?
Casper Local, off camera, approached me about a potential wand order. So I'm like, that's what's up.
That's what's
that's
up.
That's what's up.
On Etsy.
Oh my god.
Get your wand order. He's on great. Etsy. Is this fucking Harry Pothead? What we call this fucking guy?
I like that.
Nuts, man.
That yes. is fantastic.
With a cigarette.
Monty, it went on the list, just so you know.
Harry right, Pothead right, and the
I'll tell you what.
Wand.
I'll put up that's this timer. If we can get to 50% of the goal that's currently on the screen... By the time this timer runs out, I will take a 50%
zap. 50%
zap? From young
oh,
Bill
shit.
Fritz.
100%. 100%.
Ooh.
Don't argue.
100%.
Oh, don't argue. Oh, shit.
100%.
Come on. Take a song.
If it happens.
Yes.
You're committing to hit, man.
And while you guys
Harry
are,
Pothead versus Autism Powers, that would be a good Harry matchup. Pot. Sorry, back to Hannibal.
Yeah, there are 510 people watching, give or take. And there's only 187 likes. Go ahead and consensually massage that like button. Yes.
Consensually.
There you go.
Like right there.
Yeah. Well, you got to
right
say
there in
consensual.
The ruby spot.
After, you got to.
Tickle it. Tickle it gently. Hit it. Tap it. Like. Ooh. The little thumb turned blue. Yeah, man. That's when you know you hit
there
it right.
There you go.
Mm.
See?
What is going
See,
on
there you go.
Here?
I like to lick the tips. On my fingers, and yeah. then just go okay. right into the like just, button. Just
okay.
like that.
That's right how there. You do it? All right.
Yeah. gentle squeeze there.
You
can
put
I can't lie. I'm willing to donate a couple dollars just to see this happen. I'm curious. But I see. I don't want to inflict pain on you. I want to see it happen.
All right. So
there's a big red ruby in the middle
Thursday,
of a booby.
Thursday, we have Doug Tenaple, the creator of Earthworm Jim, on the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
He's a conservative Christian, young Earth creationist. But he's a very nice guy. Like he's a nice guy. I like him. But yeah, he's an interesting guy.
I like him
nonetheless. We have Social Injustice Warrior on the 18th. We have Cheshire Vic on the 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Hannibal and Monty back on the 24th.
That's right.
Yes.
The Humanist Report on the 26th.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite of all the reports. Like Minority Reports. Fucking. That's the one. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and I'm in talks with David Silverman, who was fired from American Atheists.
Mm.
Oh shit! All right,
that's pretty.
That's
dope.
What the name. Got it.
Yep.
How do you get fired from that? Just was he not an atheist?
He was me tooed. He was me tooed.
Oh okay. No, that'll do it. Hey, well look, somebody already in the chat said, "Hey, he did nothing wrong." So there we go, Dr.
Yeah.
Zayas.
Who yeah, a lot of people will say that.
My disgust for mayonnaise. So
there you yeah. go.
He used to. He was the guy that was always arguing atheism with Bill O'Reilly, on the O'Reilly Factor back in the day. Like he was at the forefront of that kind of thing. So
get Donut Operator on the show. We could reach out to him.
So we are going to Twitch. In 6 minutes, I'll give you guys. I mean, I guess we'll see.
Like the people, you are so beloved that people don't want to see you get harmed.
Yeah, they don't
do you hear
see
that,
you hurt.
Billy the Fridge? They love me so much.
I guess they do.
You hear that? It's unanimous, Billy.
No,
I'm just so loved.
You're such a coward that you set the goals at unattainable levels.
I really don't think so.
Ooh,
yeah. He said, geez, guys, I'll do what Billy did for free last night for $800. I'll do what Billy did for free last night for $800.
Everybody
loves me because I overvalue my pussy-ass neck. Take a zap. You could have bought us all dinner last night.
I don't know what you're saying.
You could have bought us all dinner last night, but you're a coward. Repsion took fucking 48 shocks on that couch and was going to pay for all of us to eat if you just took one zap to the neck and you pussed out. You pussed out.
Because you guys got 25% of the goal, will you do a 25% shock?
No, I did. That was not agreed on.
Oh, we're not going to do that.
I agreed on the 50.
I took 100 to the neck last night for free. If you guys pay for this, you're getting ripped off. Look,
people just love me too much.
Ben could have taken a shock to the neck last night, and we all could have eaten dinner on Repsion's dime, but he wouldn't do it for a friend because Ben is not a good friend.
Look, Billy, that just means you're on some boss shit, bro. That's all that means.
You're making
boss moves.
I would have taken an electrocution to the testicles so everybody could eat. Because I'm a good friend.
The son of a plumber.
Because I'm a good friend.
Can we learn about how friends. You're the son of a plumber?
Ben looks out can for you number reveal one, that and you he can't are count the son the of two.
A plumber? You never offered that as a trade-out.
What?
You never mentioned, you could grill me.
It wasn't on the table.
Oh, me versus Billy the
Everybody
fridge.
Wanted Ben to get shocked. I get shocked all the time.
Everybody would have taken that wager, but I get you shocked. Never said that.
Well, thank you for defending me.
You never said that out loud.
I appreciate that.
The honeymoon is over.
You never bought me a house yet, so it never began.
You hear that? He's got to buy her a house, and then she's not giving it up anyway.
Whatever.
He hasn't bought the house yet.
Whatever.
I don't have a ring yet.
Yeah, you hear this?
I'm going to give you a ring around the rosies.
It's true.
It's true. If you were to marry me, you know what to do. It's really simple.
It's simple.
It's really simple.
Billy the unsavory boy.
I'm a sweet boy.
I'm asking for two things.
You're unsavory.
It's two things.
Damn.
How many kids are we going to have?
Two.
A boy and then a girl. Mm-hmm. We've decided.
All right.
You can't decide what they're going to be before they happen.
I want two kids, and from my family, everybody has a boy and a girl, and your family too.
We always have a boy and then a girl.
Those kind of plans never work.
My mom had a boy and a girl. My mom's mom had a boy and then a girl. My dad had his mom had a boy and then a girl. My sister had a boy and then a girl.
That doesn't mean
I know
anything.
We can guarantee it, but I'm on you can deck try. For a boy. Like, and the plan is a boy and a girl. If it doesn't work out, then two kids, whatever. But
yeah,
boy and a girl would be nice.
I mean, at this point, we could just make
so
the first one get a sex change.
So that will be young Bill Fridge.
One of them can get a sex change.
Will there be a Bill Fridge Jr.?
There you go.
Would there be a Bill Fridge Jr.?
If Kiersey will let me name my son Billy.
William?
William, yeah, then there will be. But it's up to her.
Maybe.
It's up to her. She might want to name the little fucker like Frankfurt or something. I don't know what the German name is. What's a German name? Waldo?
I would name him after my family's name, George.
We actually
Wilhelm.
We recently met another Seattle William that's a famous musician. It's kind of interesting.
Oh.
Is that it? Was that
Billy is Nick Sean? Billy is Sour.
Yeah, I guess we're not talking about it.
I'm not salty. Mm. We're sitting here like Ben's ever going to take a shock. I take shocks on a regular basis for podcast. And Ben made some sort of fictional situation where he would get a shock, so he looks like a hero.
I win.
It's bullshit. This is cowardice in action. It's fucking top-tier cowardice.
Before, right?
I got shocked 100 last night for no reason. Just because I felt bad that Repsion was the only one getting shocked.
But does Ben get? But Ben, you get shocked sometimes, right?
I have been shocked. Yes.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not nearly enough.
How many shocks would be enough for Bill Fridge to be excited? What would be shock
operations? Animal with a mediation point? Animal. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. What would be your shock reparations right now, Bill?
There's no way he could catch up to me. It's just not physically possible. So like, there's no equality here. Just for him to not be a coward is 100 at 100, one shock, I hit the button tonight. Just for him to not be a coward is one shock from me in control at a 100 fucking percent.
Come on, people. Let's go.
That's it. That's it.
Not a lot of time.
55 seconds. You guys can make this happen, right?
It's not a lot of time, man.
dig deep. You know what I'm saying? Get your million-dollar man on and just let's throw that money in the air.
Everybody's got a
Lord
prize.
Jamarcus did spend $150 on getting me to shock myself 37 times in one take. I counted
that
up. I counted up.
Amazing.
I counted up to 36. I counted up to 36 all the way up, and then I went level 100 for the 37th shock. Because this is what I do. I do man shit.
You do man.
I do man.
Someone said Billy and Kirsch will have a black son. What does that mean?
We'll have a black son.
That means the gods have favored us.
Oh, does it?
The gods have favored us once again.
By Kirsch, I'm going to the studio to
you're going to hang out with Hannibal and Monty. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Hannibal and Monty came over while I went to go eat a donuts by myself alone in a car.
A donut.
I'll eat donuts with you, Bill Fridge. We can eat donuts together.
I can't eat them though. They're not keto.
Yeah, donut.
Damn.
Donut in the car with somebody else.
No. I was alone.
Well, I tell you what, the meat I'm not eating, you eat that, and the donuts you're not eating, I'll have that.
Donut it up with somebody else.
Why you got a chocolate donut? Why you got a chocolate donut?
I will have a chocolate donut.
I thought we had pink with sprinkles. Why are you eating a chocolate donut? You got a dozen pink with sprinkles. You over here eating? Where'd that chocolate donut come from?
I like dark shit. Is that what you
got?
It's so tasty.
I could see it was German chocolate.
What is going on?
Fuck you over there. Yo, he's got some Cocoa Krispies on the top of the motherfucker. Where'd that come from?
Tomorrow, all the comments are going to be like, oh my God, this is by far the worst episode of Drunken Peasants I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we're going to retitle this episode 307.
307.5.
307.0.
Should I just do that right now? I mean, like, at the end of 307, I was, like, immobilized, puking in a bucket. So, I don't think this is even close to that level of disaster.
Yeah. I never even watched 307. I just hear that one come up all the time when people are...
The only reason 307 was bad is because I drank a whole bunch of alcohol before it started. And then I was doing dabs.
Oh, God.
Like, a whole bunch of dabs to the point where I couldn't even stand up anymore. And then I crawled off camera and, like, threw up a whole bunch. And then kept trying to come back and I couldn't even, like, sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Ben.
What? How high, Ben, do you think your tolerance is?
Pretty high.
Yeah, he's really good at drinking.
Yeah, you're probably gonna get me fucked up when we get to Seattle.
He's asking about my weed tolerance. I have a high alcohol and weed tolerance. Pretty high.
Ben was over here when
we have a challenge then.
All right.
One day, Ben or somebody like Ben was over here with mushrooms or something like mushrooms. And he was just eating them like fucking candy. He's just like dose on dose, layered it in. Like chocolate. He had all the fucking chocolate. He's shaking like fucking full-ass Kubenzi fucking caps in his fucking throat. He's eating them like they're Skittles. Scary, and he's like, oh, I got a pretty high tolerance, dude. I feel pretty good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. When I went to Amsterdam almost exactly a year ago from now, and I stayed like in the middle of like the best part of town, and there was what they call a smart shop around the corner. They sell all like natural psychedelics, and I took a whole bunch of mushroom truffles and laid in the park and just like melted into the ground for like what seemed like forever, but I think it was probably like 5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, they really sell that shit there. It's kind of crazy.
It's really like they taste like little peanuts. They're so good.
I haven't tried it. I've only ever tried weed, really. I tried a lot. like edibles or pre-rolled joints and whatever the fuck they sell in Amsterdam, there's really a wide variety of ways you can try weed. And I do smoke.
There's the banana bar too.
There's just,
I tried to do mushrooms on my birthday, but I tried to do them pussy, so I didn't overdo it and I didn't get high.
Yeah, you should have, like, your metabolism. I don't know. Your metabolism's probably sped up now.
I don't know. I drank a fucking cup of tea and then nothing happened. So I drank a second cup of tea and nothing happened. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to sleep. This was like 6, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Waiting on that shit just gives me a headache now. Like now, anytime I drink
mushrooms,
it gives me a fucking headache. No, I haven't done shrooms yet. I don't get into all the crazy
Hannibal. By the time Hannibal goes back to Atlanta, his fro is going to be like this big.
Oh, man. Oh,
he's going to like.
Listen, you just made me want to come to Seattle more. All right. I get more fro hair. That's
You're going to get all kind. Like, yes.
Just don't let them take you to the wall of gum.
You'll be That's like the really transcendent gross. Hannibal by the time you want to leave here.
Hannibal the transcendent animal? I like
it. Yeah.
I like it. I'll get
Hannibal the hand
the
animal?
Yeah. Hey, see, watch your language, buddy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that word. It slipped.
Don't talk about our feltish. People are feltish.
I'm terribly sorry, guys. Puppet Americans
deserve their respect. Matter of fact, I need to go watch fucking Dark Crystal on Netflix.
Oh, I heard that was good. Yeah,
that looks awesome.
Yeah, and October 11th is that new Breaking Bad. We got to see what that's all about too.
I watched
the regular Breaking Bad first.
I watched some of the Dark Crystal
Netflix series.
Yeah,
they're looking pretty good.
Yeah. They had a Jim Henson. We have a pop culture museum here in Seattle, which is really nice. Awesome. They have one of the most amazing collections of guitars I've ever seen in my life. They have a Jimi Hendrix exhibit because Jimmy's from around here. There's a bunch of really awesome shit. They have like a Nintendo like indie games exhibit. They have a thing called the Sound Lab where you can get into your like own little studio and there's like guitars and basses and drums and like keyboards and everything like in a little room together and you can all jam together. Yeah. It's really cool. It's the most awesome museum I've ever seen in my life. And a few months ago they did a Jim Henson exhibit. They had the original Kermit the Frog puppet in like a glass case, and they had like that white dress. Jennifer Connelly, is that her name?
Black Earth.
The like white dress she wore during that scene where like her and pedo David Bowie like dancing. I don't know, it was kind of weird.
Onision David Bowie.
Yeah, Bowie. I love David Bowie's music.
When I was driving around Atlanta for Dragon Con during so every year in for Labor Day weekend they have Dragon Con, which is like the biggest con they have in the Southeast United States, right? Yeah. I curate a playlist of just nerd music, and on that playlist I weighed the pros and cons of whether or not to add songs from the Labyrinth into the playlist. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice, see what happens. And all those fuckers knew all those songs. They're like, oh my God, this is Labyrinth. And they're just singing along. What is the babe with the power? What power? Power of Voodoo. Like, they knew all that shit. It was insane. Yeah. Awesome.
So
they had a Bowie exhibit, too, at the MoPop.
We're probably going to go to the post-show.
Post-show on twitch.tv in like a couple minutes.
Go there right now.
Everyone,
guys,
go there. Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. We will see you all there. See you there very soon. Goodbye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. The MyBlue Intense Liquipods are satisfyingly smooth. Satisfying yet simple. No fuss with refilling liquids. Just choose from a range of flavors, pop in a liquid pod, and MyBlue goes with you all day. Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online. MyBlue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.